down memory lane a few moments ago. There was one episode that I neglected to tell you about. And I mean, this was a moment in history. Back in drama school, and oh God, what a group we had. I mean, among others, Walter Matthau, Rod Steiger, Harry Belafonte. I mean, a hell of a great group. And we were doing a production of The Taming of the Shrew. And as I told you earlier, you know, I had long, very dark hair and, you know, enormous breasts. So I was given the role of Catherine. And the director of the play had the comic idea of having the servants run up and down the aisle during intermission selling apples. Before one of the matinees, we found out that a scout from Universal was going to be in the audience. Well, I was the star of the show, and that afternoon, I emoted. I mean, my bodice heaved. No one was going to miss me. At any rate, intermission came along, time for the comic servants. And this little kid with a horrendous New Yorkese accent, a Bernie Schwartz, is going up and down the aisles, you know, saying, an apple for a nickel. The scout saw him, grabbed him, whisked him off to Hollywood, where he changed his name to Tony Curtis and became an enormous star. But a few months later, we were in an assembly. We used to have weekly assemblies, you know, where the head of the school would discuss various things, critique productions we had just done, talk about upcoming events. And we heard a psst. So we turn around, and there is Tony Curtis at the back of the room. And he tells us, he mouthed this, "I just fucked my first movie star." One of the many perks of Hollywood stardom. We were just thrilled for him. Billy.
Special pop-up Grum, calling the Cheryl, calling the Cheryl. You better not be fucking eating or I will kill you in the vagina.
Oh, I'm not eating yet.
Don't eat.
But I do need to eat lunch.
I heard through the grapevine that you're about to urinate.
That's right. I saved it for the Graham.
All right. Now, before... tell me before you start so I can hit the special Grum holder button.
Okay, get it going in there. Okay, ready?
Yep. Pinch it. Wow.
Oh, it's all over my leg.
Someone's practicing her Kegels. Very good muscle control on your vagina, Cheryl. I'm really happy about that. Oofed. All right, Sarah, is that you?
Kai, who's frothy?
I told Deborah. Wait, what is this? Oh, this is an old account.
What?
with Deborah. I don't know. I hate Apple. Apple's fault. Let's
see. Good morning, Madge.
Is it morning? I think it's afternoon.
Yeah. Well, any time before, 9 p.m., it's like it's morning.
That's true. You know, I did something fun. Maybe we should do this, actually. Well, first of all, the thing is I wanted to do some cleaning as we grum because it's my Saturday and I need to clean.
And we need to see it, yeah.
Which we can do. No, you're not going to see it.
What?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I don't have the equipment for that. And second of all, I wouldn't anyway.
I thought you got a little cunt top.
I do. You know how much shit I have to keep connected
you've
to this thing?
You've got a Mac Pro. You've got an iPad Pro.
I use a Mac Mini for this, Grum, because it's
an iPhone.
I've got a lot of things that have to go on. If I used the iPhone to transmit, then I wouldn't be able to talk to you.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is, on Ustream, I think I might need to go to Holdervision for this.
Deborah.
I found something really exciting. I just texted
her. Church of Deborah, is that correct? From Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Just tell them to go to yeastradio.com/live. That's the easiest. I want to show you this, but I don't want to tell you my new topic that I like. I'm going to explain how I found this after I held it with the holder. Oh. Let's see. Where do you search?
It's so confusing. There's too much going on.
Is there? Is anybody in the chat room yet? I haven't even looked.
I haven't looked either. Let's see. Yeah, there's a few people. Danson.
Oh.
Natalia.
Maybe we'll get some Europe since we're early. It's possible,
And it's too early for Tristan, I think, but which is too bad.
Tristan, the one that Sarah's in love with?
Oh, God. Aren't you in love with her?
Oh, yes, because she made us that lovely thing holder.
Can you play her? That's how you like it, please. Did you holderize that? Because if you haven't, we got to use that on calls in the future.
Here.
Then I like it.
This is so sick. Okay, you should see the holder vision. You're on delay. Yeah, wait, let me get it on the screen before it holds up. I don't know if this holder is working today. I'm pressing play and it's not playing. Oh, Gertle. Maybe I need to use the Chrome. Let's see.
Chrome holder.
Oh, yeah. Gay torrents. No, that's not it. What are we looking for? Oh, yes, Ustream. That. Okay. I might need to look at my search history or her story. Come on. Oops, I almost gave it away.
Buffalo cream.
Panty cream.
Did you see his new boyfriend?
Whose? Oh, God. That was the scariest fucking thing I've ever seen. That, really freaked me out. I had to take to my bed. That was so scary.
Can we watch
that? Yeah, we can. But I need to show you this new genre that I'm into.
She's going to end up dead. Or she's dead already.
Oh, yeah, I think we should have a funeral for Simply Sarah and Thursday because I think they're both dead by now.
For Simply Sarah.
What? But she's not. She always takes breaks like this. There's no reason to worry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. All right. You know what? I'll put the Thursday on while I look for this other thing in the other hole.
Fine. See?
Okay, what do I search for to get this thing?
Which thing?
Thirsty.
Okay, let me give it to you.
Guys fart on my face.
Okay. Serial killer.
I'm looking for homeless white guys to fart in my face. God, this is the scariest video I've ever seen.
This is my chicken cream, see? I'm letting y'all know, it ain't about games. Y'all must be age appropriate. This is my chicken cream. I love my chicken cream. And he love his, what do you call me, honey brown cookie?
Honey honey ground cinnamon.
Honey brown.
This honey cinnamon brown cookie, and this is my chicken cream. See, this is my chicken cream, y'all. So once again, I like all the creams. I like beef cream, chicken cream, barbecue buffalo cream, and silver chop cream. But this is my chicken cream that I'm proud of. He's taller than me. He is my happy chicken cream. I love my chicken cream. Y'all hear me? I love my chicken cream. But I still.
I want to cook you and eat you and make cookies out of you, little boy.
The other cream movies and videos. All right, y'all take care. You guys think you want to take my chicken cream?
Yes, this is my honey brown
cookie.
Cinnamon cookie.
I'm his honey brown cinnamon cookie, and this is my chicken cream. Later.
God, that's so fucking crazy. This is what happens.
Eventually, you will find someone crazy enough that they will come and they will get you, you know?
I just want to say thank you to Dean.
But those ponytails.
I thank you so much.
Those hair things. Nice, man. It's awesome.
Tonight, I plan on putting on maybe three more plays. I'll let you know.
Notice.
You guys excuse my tab, but somebody had hacked me also. Awesome. So if you, I forgot to tell you on the phone that Cheryl? Someone had hacked me.
Notice.
Someone had hacked her, she said.
But they didn't match. Notice that she's got this guy finally at her house.
Yeah.
Who is into her retarded games. And yet she's talking about how she's into all these different kind of creams and how she wants all these other guys to contact her. Like, she can't even be into the moment of somebody in her face that probably would fart in her face. She just wants to keep talking and repeating.
Yeah, I'm so shocked that she's not in a mentally stable place where she can be in the moment. I mean, she's so stable mentally, and so she's a picture of mental health is the thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I find that shocking as well.
Badatson says he makes him mad.
Makes Badatson mad?
I think I would like to see a collaboration with a white guy's fart in my face and roasted duck.
Oh, yes. Maybe we can awaken the Kraken, X-Dope from his, wherever he is, K-hole. Maybe he'll do that.
That's how,
Where is this? I'm trying to find my web history from yesterday because I was at my parents' house when I found this goddamn thing.
Natalie Nutella? What?
Yeah, Nutella. I love Nutella.
She's kind of hot. You know,
I saw the scariest fucking thing on CNN. I can't believe it was a CNN video, but it was like a Donald Trump propaganda video. Like, I had a look. I couldn't believe it was on CNN. It was like an advertisement for Trump and little. It was like Leni Riefenstahl, you know, the Nazi propagandist. It was like that kind of propaganda.
No.
It's so creepy. Like, they're just shilling for Trump because he gives them so much money.
Really amazing. Scary how this joke has become real.
Yeah.
And it's not a joke anymore.
Yep.
Just ain't right.
You're right.
We all fucked.
We all fucking and fucked.
Excuse
Why can't
me?
I find it? This morning. Oh, no, it was last night. Friday afternoon. Was that yesterday? White guys fart in my face again. White guys fart in my face more. White guys still fart in my face. And fuck, I can't find it. I wish. Okay, so the thing is, my parents were telling me. Oh, shut up, chicken cream. My parents told me, you know, that their friend died. And they said the funeral was on Ustream, but they can't find it. So they said, Madge, because that's
Ustream?
Yes.
What?
Cheryl, there are hundreds of funerals on Ustream. That's the genre. And some of them just show a dead body, like, on cam for a long time while people walk past it.
How are they not banned?
Why would they be banned?
Racial.
It's not racial. It's the way it is. But I can't remember the guy's name. I want to get the right funeral video.
Is that what you were trying to find?
Yeah. So, you know, chicken cream, funeral. Yeah. Let's see. Ustream funerals. They're really good, Cheryl. It's a whole genre. It's really great.
It's really.
Like funerals, a lot of funerals, like Bailey Family Funerals, webcast, funeral cam. They all have funeral camps. Paradise Funeral Chapel live streaming, Divinity Funeral. I mean, it's never-ending funerals online, Cheryl.
And, that's disgusting.
And they have them bodies just on camera so you can visit them virtual aids. it's kind of a, oh, here's some blacks. Let's see. Cheryl, I think I found some blacks at a funeral.
Man.
Yeah. What? You don't want to watch blacks at funerals?
Well, maybe just
came to the wrong place. Oh, there. Oh, Jesus. What the fuck's wrong with me? Oh, there. Now it's going. See. Look, Cheryl.
I can't see.
You will. It's so stupid. And it's actually moving.
What?
Are you seeing it?
Why don't you send me the link? It's so delayed.
You see
I still
it?
Don't see
you
it
have
now.
To. I just need to hear your reaction when you see it, because it's so stupid. Do you see it yet?
Loading.
It's real good.
It's loading. I think you made I it full have, screen.
Okay. I think I might have to fast forward. Oh, yeah.
Forever.
Oh, my. What?
For that art.
Here's, I got it back.
Oh, here's Cheryl.
Goodness and mercy.
Cheryl, they just show a picture of the guy dead. Life. Oh, now the funeral's
and
happening.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Forever.
Is this wrong, Cheryl? We need to find some
this
obese.
This is not right.
We need to find some obese funerals.
Why would you want to do that?
I shall not want.
Why?
He maketh me to lie down.
Because it's hysterical.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
There's just people looking at
my soul. And they're showing the people.
He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for my name.
What?
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the
this
shadow.
This is worse than a drive-thru.
For thou art with me.
Do you think that, wait, man, do you think they charge extra for this service?
In the presence of my enemy.
Yeah.
They charge like a pro account and then they charge oil. You.
My cup runneth over.
Yeah, his cup's running
surely
over.
Goodness.
But there's this Indian guy that I saw yesterday I wanted
all
to find
the
for
days
you.
Of my life. And I will dwell
I
in
can
the
remember
house
the guy's
the
name who died. Should I call my mother?
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
It's Ronnie Clements. Oh, he's
the
just a kid.
And they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the sea.
Turn it off.
And established it in upon
wait,
the
wait, something might happen, though.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord?
It's so horrible.
And who shall stand
nice.
In his holy
you get
place?
To see Bayek's?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart.
Is.
Who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity.
Vanity.
Sworn deceitfully. He shall receive.
Play one of the links I sent you instead. This is horrible.
From the God
I need some Chinese food.
If by horrible you mean amazing, I will agree with you.
That's some pink food.
Good for ya. Oh no. She's back? Or is that someone else? I thought it was roasted duck.
Roasted duck.
Oh, God.
Hello, everyone. As you can see, I'll be giving you a
Jesus.
Couture.
No.
Each and piece. I'm all ball, all scalp,
Cheryl.
Online, as you can see. Now, girl, let's go to
Cheryl.
I'll be supplying
you're thinking
my
funerals
head.
Are wrong. This is
I
much wronger.
She posted this herself.
Now,
on Facebook.
I'll be playing
and 3 million views for this crazy bitch.
And she thinks people like her. They're making fun of her.
This is why Trump gets elected, because people watch this shit.
Now, lace glue, as you can see, I'll be using this on my scalp, just so it can hold. Girl, get it together. Ooh. Now, as you can see, my hair is already sticky, so now we can
Jesus,
already
Cheryl,
apply
what are you doing
track on there and just
down,
let it stick, because it helps.
And
it really does. I already moved up. Now, as you can see, girl, I have to add more tracks on there just to, you know, get the flow going and let's apply that little bitty, you know, track on that chickity track. Now, let's attach the track to the scalp.
Crack.
My one could be looking perfect and good. You know what I'm saying? Oof, get it to stick. Girl, you fix that.
Grr.
Fix that shit. Now, moving on.
Trip on this.
As you can see, I have glue on my scalp. So now I'm just going to apply the track. Girl, look at that damn body. It look like a damn glow.
Is this like the Black
like
Elephant Man or something?
So,
she's related to Auntie Gummy. She also
now, I'm listening to Whitney Houston.
No.
Got Whitney in my head. Yes, honey. Girl, yes.
Honey.
Oh, bitch, I got potential. I got real potential, honey. You know why?
Wait a second. Why is the video out of sync with the audio?
Don't like
she
it, girl.
Did the audio after.
No, I think it's just out of sync badly.
Anywho, moving on.
Or she's just
stage.
Horrible.
As you can see, my hair is looking like a fucking glow ball with some hair.
Listen,
or whatever.
Man, you need to go over there and help her.
Whatever,
help
planet.
Let's not scratch
color. Bitch, she moved too fast, honey. She can give me time to speak.
Time.
Anyway, this is the last touch up the hair I'll be doing.
She thinks she's cute.
And just apply that piece on there. You will never know. Let's brush those weeds out.
Yeah.
Let's cut it. Snip it.
Set it and forget it.
Bitch. Ooh, sexy. Ooh. I'm listening to music in my head, feeling myself. Girl, yes, look at those edges. Love the cut, oh, love God. The back. You did that shit, bitch. Okay.
You did that shit, bitch.
Girl, that's a dirty ass flat iron. You know you nasty. Mm. You need to clean that shit. But I love it, girl.
Me.
Anywho. So, ooh, girl, you looking like Halle Berry and shit.
Day really.
Low. Halle Berry.
Girl, maybe yeah. Halle Berry after a car wreck.
You better work, bitch.
Oops.
Who knows what miracle you can...
Okay, that was great. Fuck me.
Mikeinator.
Hmm?
Madge, I'm eating Kung Pao Chicken.
Well,
it's
don't.
So spicy.
You have no... You're not allowed to eat on this, Grom. How many times...
Oh, I won't be eating. I'll be eating.
It's the same thing.
So what do you think? So now click on the next link, which is that how you like it.
Okay, just a second. Give me a second.
You need to isolate to that how you like it.
Yeah. One moment. Friday. What's yesterday? Friday. I'm still looking for this particular dead person, but I can't find him. Oh, well. Let's see here. Lady Reifenstahl.
No. It's not right.
Okay.
Is that how you like it?
Oh, God. Do it again.
Is that how you like it? Is that how you like it? Is that how you like it? Is that how you like it?
Yes.
Is that how you like it?
This little tiny video has Sarah LeClaire fapping her vagina so hard it's raw, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Roar.
But aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Is that how you like it?
God.
Yes, I got
Is special. That how you
I seen the special pictures
now,
as
did,
well.
Now, did you see in the thread she talks about how she does these videos for $5? She does fake reviews for different companies and bars and things.
No. On video?
Yeah.
Well, let's see them.
Let me send you a link.
Yeah. That's all
I saved it.
Is he like an infomercial star? Like that? Tristan?
Yeah.
Is that how you link it? Where's the link?
Hold on. God.
So fucking slow, Cheryl.
I'm making my lunch.
Oh, no. Give me the fucking link and then make lunch.
Okay. It's got a great review.
Doodle.
Colby. Pace.
Send vid. Oh, was this personal?
No.
Oh. Dearie. What's this here?
Good day, everyone. The crew at Cloud Nine's asked me to give a review of their business, as I am a regular client. I've been there probably about 7 or 8 times now, and I must say, it's an absolute experience. It's a really clean place, unlike some of the places around the area, and the girls are really hot. Not only that, the service is fantastic, and the prices...
What the fuck's he talking about?
Some place. I don't know. He does these reviews.
I don't speak Is That How You Like It? I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, he needs subtitles because you're an American.
Right.
Are outstanding. They've just had new management take over in the last couple of weeks, and they've already made some awesome changes, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what's next. Just keeps
Client.
Getting better there.
What the fuck
are
you talking about?
They're really easy to find. They're just on the Beat Street intersection on Nepean Highway.
The fuck?
And there's even a back entry if you want to go through that way.
Oh, is that so?
Lots of parking as well.
Cheryl, there's a back entry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Check it out if you want a relaxing massage. It's a place to go. Cloud 9. Check it out.
Oh, it's for masturbation. This is a sex thing, Cheryl. He's a sex worker. This Tristan is a sex worker. Show me another
Look
one.
Look at Zion.
I mean, with those curtains, tell me he's not a sex worker. What's with those blinds?
Man, he's a bisexual.
Yeah, I know. So what? Cheryl, link me another one of these. Now!
The one she sent me.
Only one?
Mm-hmm.
What a horrible preparer for the Grum you are.
There is a new Simply Fat, though.
Oh, okay. We'll watch that, and then we're going to move.
It might make you sick.
Welcome to another episode. Okay, send me the link to that.
Why can't you do anything yourself?
Because it's your job.
Okay.
Ugly.
You make me into your bottom.
Excuse me?
Bottom.
Oh, this is the burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Pork.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sad. Today on the show, we're making pork and apple brewies my way.
Oops.
On my cutting board, I have some rosemary that I have finally chopped. And some...
Love her music.
Tomatoes.
Love it.
Potatoes. That I have...
He even has red pans like pork. Sarah.
I'm going to toss these on my baking sheet with a piece of olive oil and add salt and pepper to taste. All right. I've got
to
preheat it to 400 degrees.
She got a dial oven. Ooh.
It's an old school.
Wow. She got a Dural.
All right. We're going to let this get in there for about 25 to 30 minutes. In my chopper, I have half a Granny Smith apple that I've cut.
I love this part.
Okay.
And
the chopper.
Cut into quarters.
This takes a lot of effort, listen.
Alright, now we're gonna combine the apples with my burger meat. I have my pork, my finely grated apple, quarter teaspoon of rosemary, and some salt to taste. Now I'm going to go ahead and get this not incorporated. Ready to go on the stove. I have some olive oil in the pan, and I'm going to go ahead and heat these for about, 4 minutes per side. If you don't have olive oil, you can use butter.
Is that a professional light?
Or your own lard. Just cut yourself open. Whatever you want. All right. While my burgers are frying, make my salad. No. And a small bowl.
Deborah's going to join.
Spring mix.
Yeah.
A tablespoon of olive oil.
This is the best Saturday ever.
About a teaspoon of balsamic vinegar.
Yes.
Salt and pepper to taste. And
what the fuck is music is this?
Apples that I finally chopped.
Jesus Christ.
Now we're gonna
get the smell dying?
All right.
Very incorporated, Sarah.
All right. With the remaining 4 to 5 minutes on my fries, I'm going to put my brioche buns in the oven. Take those out when they're good. Guess what?
Hamburgers are done.
Fries are done.
I knew it. I knew they were done.
All right. I'm going to get these taken out of the oven. And I'm gonna let those sit for about 5 minutes, and then up and show you what it's going to look like.
God, his foot has so much grease, man.
All right.
I love his square plates.
Apple burgers with apple, spring mix salad, and Taylor fingerling marbling. If you like everything you see here, please press subscribe.
Great. Really good Simply Fat. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. I love Simply Fat.
I want to see what it's supposed to look like, though. Hello, Fresh.
I thought that she was going to burn those buns because she put them in the oven for 4 minutes.
Oh, did she? Here, pork and apple. Here's what it's supposed to look like.
Why is your screen so delicious?
They're supposed to be chips. They're supposed to be chips. I don't think she made them thin enough, according to this picture. I think she didn't. Sarah, too, didn't. Are you allergic to gluten, Cheryl?
No.
Aren't you?
I mean, yes. No, I'm allergic to GMO.
I'm allergic to you.
Cara?
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice hairdo.
My soul waiteth upon God from him. Come,
Deborah, where are you? Should I just call him?
Just call Mike in the meantime.
Valabina?
Yeah.
Voofed.
I shall not be greatly moved.
Him and Tristan together.
Imagine mischief against a man.
Him and anyone together. All of you. Except for...
You playing a funeral again?
Shut up. Mind your own business. Look at that hair. Wait till you see this do, Cheryl. She's got this yellow hair sticking out of the side of her head. You're going to love it. Oh, and those blue pants?
Cast him down from his excellency.
Look at these outfits, Cheryl. Oh, my God. This lady with her humongous orange hat?
Inward,
she said N-word. Did you hear that? Only I'm going to play that again.
Only upon God.
Cheryl, he said the N-word.
My soul waiteth upon only upon God.
No.
Offense.
Here, shh.
Then only consult to cast him
his
down.
His food is
shut up.
Coughing grandma.
The delight in lies. They bless with their mouth. But they curse inward.
See? They curse inward. Only, you hear that?
Only upon God, for my expectation is from him.
It's a good funeral,
he
Cheryl.
He only is my rock and my salvation.
It is.
He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge. For us, say surely men,
I think I added her.
Are vanity, and men
did
of
I? Mike, are you there?
Are
oh, no.
To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression.
Hi. Prescriptions are done. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Are you enjoying my black funerals?
Yes,
thank you.
Once. I am
it's
here. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. The power did you bring a hanky to cry?
Also
it's so sad, but this person is so blessed to have so many people in his life.
Especially at such a young age.
To his work.
I wish I could find the Indian funeral with a close-up.
Man, wouldn't you be kind of pissed if you went to a funeral and you went up to say goodbye and pay your respects, and then you found out that
I don't
your
do that.
Was on Ustream?
I never, ever pay respects to dead bodies.
Man, wouldn't you be, and then your video's on Ustream and it's being shown on Yeast Radio.
Yeah, and three people are watching it. So what?
It does look like a nice funeral, though.
It looks like it was filmed in the 80s. The quality of the video.
And the outfits.
Cheryl, do you listen to Howard Stern?
No.
Do you, Mike?
I do not, know.
So they did this thing the other day. They did it's like a retarded people's court. And the judge was this retarded lady, Wendy, who wears a diaper. And it was just so fucking funny because he's like, odor in the court, odor in the court. And they give her like 7 burgers to eat. And then like in the middle of the show, she just starts like making this noise like. And they're like, what's wrong? She's like, I got the Mountain Dew up my nose. You got to hear it. Just Google that. It's called
Special
People.
How do you
listen
to Howard? Do you have to subscribe to Satellite or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
That's probably worth it. I used to love Howard Stern.
You can get like these month-long trials and just keep getting new ones with different emails, though. But I actually have a real one, so I can get it in the car since I'm in it 7 hours a day.
You had a good interview with Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, I hate her.
I don't like her either, but I liked her on the interview because she was just she was pretty honest. I didn't really care for her new Netflix.
I didn't watch it. You know what show I love on Netflix is Master of None.
Yes, I'm in the middle of that. It's so good, right?
It's so good.
Man, have you seen that show, Silicon Valley?
No, I haven't because I feel like it's too much of a trigger. Like, I've watched little pieces.
It's so good.
I know, but I'm triggered by it because I'm too close to that. Uh-huh. I can't deal with it.
No, you need to watch it.
Well, I can't because it's I've watched it enough to know that it triggers me.
That's why I can't watch House of Cards or Veep. It's like too
close. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't enjoy it. It triggers a lot of stuff.
I think House of Cards is horrible, but I do hate watch it. Veep, I absolutely love.
Wait, Madge, wait a minute. Is it a trigger because of the boot camp?
It's a trigger because of boot camp, of those kinds of people, of that fucking horrible experience I had working for those horrible companies where they're all douches and free soda and all that bullshit.
Free soda.
Yeah.
But it's so good, man.
Actually, where I work now has free soda, too, but it's not that kind of a place.
But do you have venture capital?
No, I work for a real company.
Okay.
I can't talk about it.
Oh, does it remind you of Poncho?
No. It's so nice to work for
getting the VC, like that TV show.
What the fuck?
It reminds you of Poncho.
What?
Poncho.
Oh, no. No, it doesn't, Cheryl.
Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Cheryl, talk about your concert for 1 minute. I need to do something real quick. Talk about your vagina. Tell Mike about how wet you are for him.
Okay, well, Mike, what do you like most about my vagina?
I like the smell.
Okay.
And the size.
You like her large cunt.
Yeah, I like that it's so big.
Mm-hmm. You like when it hangs down?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good, whatever you're eating.
It's Kung Pao Chicken. It's very spicy.
Was that leftovies, or did you order that today, special?
I went and got Chinese food the other day, and I purchased two of these entrees. One for then, one for later. Is that a fatty kind of thing to do?
That's great. It's being smart, Cheryl. It's thinking ahead.
Because it's so good. But it makes me sound like coughing grandma.
Look, thin version of Shishaldin is on. Hi, Sarah.
I saw it. Hello. How are you?
You look like Shishaldin if she was.
How are you,
thin.
Mike?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice.
It's nice to hear you. Rumor has it that my vagina was discussed in relation to Tristan.
Oh, yes.
Tell me about it.
Wait a minute, man. How is she on?
She's got video on.
I don't see her as part of the call.
Well, I'm here, baby.
Do you hear her?
On the Skype?
Yeah.
How come I don't see? That ain't right.
I don't know, Cheryl. Are you an idiot or an asshole?
Yay. Well, hello, honey.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm a little bit. All this spicy chocolate.
Oh, no. Good Lord, how are your layups?
They burn.
Mmm, baby. Nice. Mm.
My Skype is on fire. What's going on here?
Is that why I don't see the video?
Okay, can we discuss what's important here, which is namely Tristan?
Oh, my God, he is such a treat. He is such a treat.
Good Christ.
Where did he come from?
Heaven.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
His arms, that voice.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yes.
Wait, Mike.
Sarah, who would you rather have fuck you?
Okay.
Tristan or... No, I'm thinking of straight people. Are you still there, Sarah? I don't see you.
I am. Okay. I'm contemplating.
All right. So, Tristan or that hot guy who does the things in the woods. What's his name, Cheryl? Denton. Kyle Denton.
The guy from Reddit.
Reddit?
No. Madge doesn't even pay attention to all that, Sarah.
Oh, because there was a guy from Reddit I posted pictures of who is just beautiful.
TLDR'd.
I think I would. This kind of is a Sophie's choice, except a little bit worse. But I think I would choose Tristan.
Voofed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Voofed. Voofed for you.
Like any sort of hard trigger, I think I would have sexually normally is just goes out of the window with him. Like if he wants to crap in my mouth, go for it. Absolutely.
You let him shit in your mouth
as long as he's talking.
Seriously,
that's how you look like it.
That's right.
Dios mio. God.
Whew. I think he threw me into menopause.
Sarah, are you married or boyfriend or anything or what?
I am happily divorced.
So you don't get laid?
Oh, I get laid, but I'm divorced.
Who could you have sex with?
Myself primarily, but...
That's not getting laid.
Okay. Well, no, there is someone.
Who?
Well...
I don't need to know who. I need to understand, like, in what capacity. Is this a fuck buddy?
Yes, it is.
A fuck buddy.
Yes, it is.
And it is a man.
It is a man, indeed.
Did you meet him at work, or did you go on Grindr?
It's sort of a weird story. This is such a bad meet cute, but this actually happened. He rear-ended my car. Again, I know, the symbolism. And there was no damage, so I said, look, you know, I'm not going to contact my insurance, no big deal, but he insisted on exchanging information. And my dumbass, it didn't occur to me he was hitting on me because he's a little bit younger. He called a few days later. He asked me out. And I said, look, I'm not going to call your insurance. It's fine. This is not a big deal. And he said, no, I'd like to go out with you. Now, it's important to mention that he's Middle Eastern. This is important for a reason because
you're racist.
Because I'm a racist.
But you fuck him anyway.
I hate minorities.
Does he have a circumcised penis or an uncircumcised penis?
Uncircumcised, unfortunately.
Really? So he's not a Muslim then?
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, I know, but he's so much younger than I am. I said, we have nothing in common. Like, we don't have the same sort of historical references that we can share. So, like, for example, what were you doing during 9/11? He said, I didn't do it. I was like, no, I wasn't accusing him. And he was in junior high, but that's a different
Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't that terrible? I know.
What's terrible is that I was 50 for 9/11.
You're
that's
a MILF. Horrible.
Really? No, God. The whole concept, that whole phenomena is real, and it's confusing, because if you've seen childbirth, it's about as sexy as being hooked up to an IV of, you know, Magic Johnson semen. It's not hot.
Sounds hot.
Oh, it's hot. It's definitely hot.
Wait, you mean AIDS semen?
AIDS semen, yes.
Well, Mike loves that.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
AIDS semen. Oh, that reminds me, Sarah, did he give you the HPV yet? My question.
No, I've yet to contract an STD, but I'm hoping. I think 2016 is the year.
Not even HPV?
Oh, I want them all the initials. I want super AIDS. Okay. I'm hoping for that.
What about that one that causes pinhead babies? Like
Zika?
Honey, I'm too old to have babies. Are you kidding? These tubes are double tied. No.
What's that thing called, Cheryl? That disease?
Zika?
Yeah, the Zika.
That shit is crazy.
I've got Zika all over my pussy right now, and I've got a whole cage of mosquitoes biting at my pussy, and I'm going to release them at a pregnancy clinic.
I'm for anything that causes less babies at Starbucks.
Indeed. Or just less babies.
So does it cause problems for people that are not having babies?
Not really. It's like a minor flu. Some people don't even notice they have it, apparently, which is why it's been spread.
And then it's done.
Yeah, and then you die, eventually.
What?
You know what my doctor?
Hi, girls.
You know what my doctor? Hi, Rob. My doctor. Do you know what? Do you know the reason? My doctor told me Farrah Fawcett died. You know she died of rectal cancer, right? I'm
getting hilarious.
But the reason they didn't catch it is because she went for Pap smears like women do, and they check for HPV. But they don't check women's assholes for HPV. If they did, they would have found it early, give her her little lapsy, and then walk away. But because they didn't check her anus for HPV, she died from it. Which brings
me too much hair.
No, it was he did. It's an anus, and they don't do the anus. So, which brings me to my next point, which is that anybody who has ever gotten received anal sex, well, I think any sex, especially gay men who are whores.
Well, is that because it can drip down to your anus.
Well, you can get HPV in your mouth or on your vagina, Cheryl, and it can still give you an anal wart.
Well, I know that one thing that Mike does is when he's cleaning his anus, sometimes he doesn't have his wipes. And he'll spit on the tissue, and then he'll wipe his eyes.
What's wrong with that?
It sometimes when he's fingering himself,
I'm sure that's
hanging and he puts it on his anus.
I'm sure that's him and not you, Cheryl. I'm sure that that's accurate.
Normal.
I'm sure.
Isn't that the same as when you like lick your finger, stick it up there, and then lick your finger again?
is that yeah. not normal?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know.
That's disgusting. Anyway, my point is that
I don't know.
Gay men should get their get pap smears of their anus. That's the story.
My doctor for my physical every year, they do the whole like finger up the butt thing every
but
time.
Does he smear it and then, you know?
No, what they do is it's like they put a screw in your ass and it scrapes the anus off your walls.
Yeah, they do a scraping, but then he also puts his hand up there to like feel my prostate. He said I have a very smooth prostate.
Oh, he's just trying to fuck your ass. He's just trying to have sex with you.
But yeah,
is
I don't
he a
know.
Faggot?
Yeah, he's gay. He's a gay doctor.
Yeah.
Isn't that awkward?
He wants to put it in you.
Not really.
Is he hot?
No.
I mean, women go to straight men for their, you know.
Yeah but exactly. That's misogyny. We're men. We don't have to have misogyny.
I mean, but.
Right?
Okay.
Oops.
It sounds
maybe
awful.
Sarah can tell us about her latest pap smear.
Yeah.
Because I know you girls are like nothing better than to hear a graphic description of a vagina. I know that's what I'm here for. I get that.
Why can't I hear Cheryl pee? Oh.
Excuse me?
I'm trying to hear we're peeing. I'm playing your peeing, I thought. I thought I was playing your peeing.
Where is her Deborah?
I have a question for Sarah. Do you ever have that not so fresh feeling?
Every minute of every day.
The dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bleeding.
This is my chicken cream, see? I'm letting y'all know. It ain't about.
Ready.
Yes.
I'm kind of worried about Simply Sarah.
She always does this.
Hanging upside down right now.
By the way,
Cheryl's peeing.
Oh, sorry.
How do you like that screen?
Oh, it's all over my leg.
Foofed.
I got it all over my leg.
Sounds viscous.
It all was right. Very frothy.
Sarah, you like, may continue like now that Cheryl is finished broth. Urinating.
It smelled like chicken soup.
For the soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the whole.
Okay. Ain't that right? God, why am I eating this still?
Because you're fat.
Cheryl, what do you think would happen if you tried to shove an Apple Pencil up your urethra?
It would draw something very offensive with starts with I'm not even going to say
the N word.
Is that how you like it?
Oh, God,
God stop yes.
It. Stop it.
How do you loop this thing?
So my husband thought.
What the fuck is this? That's not what I mean. Oh, that's Nutella.
You guys gotta pray together.
I love her.
You guys gotta pray.
See, I never watch videos on the except on the Grums, so I haven't seen that movie.
Isn't she hot, man?
You guys gotta pray together.
Oh God, she really is crazy. She's masturbating her vagina? I guess I should put it on the screen.
I hate you.
Why is Foff in the bottom of the screen?
Well, how come Deborah's not on this call?
Yeah.
Because there's 73 other people on the call, apparently.
Guys, I'm hiding because my husband's coming home to write me. And sometimes
it's like Gisaldo.
I'm asleep. He leaves me alone.
I thought Nutella was black.
I'll make a video.
Or that ninja.
I'm going to make another video. Tristan, I beg you, make another video.
Oh, she's adorable, isn't she? She's like a little dolly.
She's gorgeous.
She's like a little doll.
I told her that she looks like a spam bot because she's so attractive. It looks like someone stole her pictures and is just trying to get you scam
people
on Facebook.
Like Troy with people using your image in Alaska and shit.
No, Madge. Troy looks very... Troy.
Okay.
You're dumb.
No, Madge, what I'm trying to say is that Nutella, she looks like
what the fuck are you doing in this video with it? Is that a shoe in your mouth? Oh, it's a fucking dildo. Sarah, is that you?
It might be, perhaps.
Oh, Sarah.
Look, I was snowed in for like a week, okay?
Sarah.
Oh, we're supposed to get 16 inches of snow on Monday.
Oh,
yes.
Were you really drinking, or was this an act?
I actually did have a little drink.
Okay.
What about the pills?
What are the pills?
Not to give away any secrets, but they were actually slightly crushed up Pez, so.
Oh,
so, I know.
We want you to be an addict, because that's hilarious.
Exactly. I can't wait for you to see my downfall. It's going to be great.
I have to put on the video so I can clean.
Wait, man.
I mean the other thing. What? I can't find Deborah. I tried to add her. Deborah? She's online. She's Yeller.
Yeah, she's been talking.
Oh, but with the new Skype, everybody's Yellow. It doesn't show when people are like not on anymore. It's so stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's like online. It's so fucking dumb.
It's like Google.
It's like I control when I'm available, you fucking dumb Skype. It's not up to you to decide when I'm available.
It wants you to buy a Windows phone.
Yeah, everybody wants that.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah's not answering. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so I need to call my other lump.
So wait, when do we get a picture of Mike? Your penis.
He's not going to show us. He will, however, show his entire body a full nude.
Yeah. Mike?
We need N-O-O-D-S. No. N-O-O-D-Z.
Mike. I'm switching to the phone.
Did you guys add me on someone added me on Snapchat. I don't know who it was.
Was that really your Snapchat name? It was so weird. I thought you were kidding.
Yeah, no, that was really me.
Well, now it's in the Grum, so I'm sure you'll have lots of random people. Yeah. You'll have somebody like that white guy's front of my face, his new boyfriend. They'll add you.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
You are my cinnamon, what was it? Cinnamon
cookie.
Cookie cream. We're going to the mortuary. Mm-hmm. Like cinnamon. He's gonna end up in a pot, you know?
He's gonna
get up creamed. I love that murder cream. That's his name. Murder cream. Isn't that what you're, murder cream?
I was thinking about what kind of cream I am. I think I'm like a garlic tomato paste cream.
Why? Are you bloody?
I eat a lot of Italian food, and I'm Italian.
Well, you know, Mike, you're basically a neighbor. I could easily come over there and, for the girls, take a picture of you.
Yeah, you bring definitely your could.
I can be there in 10 minutes, honey.
You definitely could.
Oh, my God, you just do it.
Yeah.
Hold it down.
Sarah, just go there and stalk him and take pictures the next time he has a tryst.
But I'm already stalking Tristan. I don't multitask well.
Well, you just offered to be able to go over there. What's the difference?
Well, true. But stalking is a full-time endeavor.
Oh. Maybe you can get a special with Uber.
Ooh, I could. Uber Deek.
Uber Deek.
Oh, that should be a thing.
Yeah.
I've got all this garbage I have to take out.
Wait, we need to see.
No, you're not going to see.
Yes.
Well, let's see you. Let's see your fucking video cam, you little stupid bitch.
Why?
God, on a wheel. Cunt.
Show us your thing.
Oh, I have to do laundry, too, this weekend. Oh, I hate everything. I need a maid. I need a house lesbian.
Why don't you ask your parents for one?
Well, because they have other things to do, maybe? I don't know.
Don't they have one?
They have one that comes once a week, but she's...
So,
my mother won't...
Why doesn't she come to your house?
Because my mother doesn't want... She's too embarrassed, basically.
What do you mean?
Meaning she doesn't want her cleaning lady to see what a fucking slob I am.
Is she white?
She's, yes. Polish, I think.
Oh, God, they're the worst, man.
What do you mean they're the worst?
The worst. The Polish cleaning lady's like, show me the dirt.
They're clean. They clean well. What the fuck are you talking about?
They're horrible.
Oh, Cheryl. You don't know nothing about Polish cleaning ladies.
Eastern European cleaning girls.
Oh, God, I hate fucking...
Show me the dirt.
I need a cleaning lady now. It's just that I could get one, but I'm just... It's like one of those things I've been procrastinating because I don't like the idea of people being in my house.
Well, I understand, me too.
Unless they're eating my pussy.
That's maybe true. She'll do both.
Yeah, cleaning the carpet.
Well, that's cleaning cool. the carpet. I mean, you can get that. You can get a house girl.
Well, I should be able to, you would think, with all the illegals in Miami, but I don't find them. I don't know how you – do you order them on an app for them? I don't see one. Mike, you know? And plus, they have to pass a credit check. Because I was like, what?
What does Mike do?
He probably cleans his own house.
I clean my own house, yeah.
Horrible.
I used to have a cleaning person, but, you know, they were pretty good, but one time they ruined my they ruined my cast iron pan by like putting soap on it. You can't do that.
Yeah, but you can still season it again. It doesn't ruin it.
Yeah, I guess so. It's such a chore. But I have a small place and I work from home, so I'd clean it.
A small what?
I have a small place and I and I work from home, so it's easy.
WFH.
Yep.
How big is it?
It's like a one bedroom. I don't know how many square feet, but it's in like a row house, so it's like the first.
I meant inches, row. Really, but okay.
What's a row house?
A row house. It's like when you're going down a city street and there's like a bunch of houses all narrow and lined up in a row, and they look like railroad.
Like Full stuff. House.
It's like Kevin Spacey.
Exactly, like Full House.
Kevin Spacey murder show, whatever that's called. House of Cards, right? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, the neighborhoods on House of Cards is basically what. It looks like.
God,
have you ever killed a dog in your neighborhood?
No, but I'm close to killing my neighbor's dog every day.
Ooh. Why?
Because it the dog just, they put him out in the back and it barks and barks and barks and every time I see it, I feel bad for it, but when I can only hear it, I want to kill it.
What kind of doge is it?
It's just a large dog that takes huge, huge shits.
I need my own planet.
Enormous.
Because I am so sick of my goddamn neighbors making all this goddamn noise. Like, all they do is fucking walk. It's like they wait for me to go to sleep.
I don't know how you deal with it, because I have a neighbor upstairs who stomps around, and it drives me insane, and I have to practice, like, acceptance meditation.
It's awful. That's exactly what I'm doing. It's like, I got the noise cover thing, which works for me. But the problem is, I still think to myself, like, I have this whole thing, like, why do I not go up there and yell at him every fucking, you know, but I'm afraid to because he's so scary looking, and this is Florida and people shoot each other.
Yeah.
Listen, I would be happy with noise. You know what I have? I have a neighbor who doesn't like to use shower curtains, and so he just lets the water go all over the bathroom floor, and it leaks down into my, I have buckets. Yeah. Yes, I have buckets in my bathroom to catch the water.
You're getting his, like, ball water. You're getting water.
One time the bucket fell off because it's up, you know, kind of high, and it fell, and his ball water went everywhere.
Wait a minute.
Did you say ball water?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why would you not call the landlord?
I have.
Okay.
Several times.
See, this is why people are voting for Trump.
Wait, and then you're going to get black
ball water on their.
You're going to get black mold, and then you're going to sue your landlord.
Yes.
Why don't you tell them that?
It's a money-making operation.
What do you mean?
Well, my rent is extremely low. I can't complain that much.
You're going to have black mold, or you probably already do. And you're
already do.
You're retarded. Why don't you move in with your boyfriend?
Well, for one, I don't know. And for two, his place is not that much better than mine. So,
Madge, Ed, and Deborah.
What?
Aunt Deborah, and she's been trying to call for
a while. Oh, well, I will not at the computer. Hang on, I'm pissing my giant.
Oh, I just talked to Debbie, yes.
Now, what happened, Rob? Why don't you just move in with your boyfriend? I don't understand.
Well,
because
it's complicated.
Tell Deborah, hold on, I'm getting there.
He's very territorial, and...
Who, Ting Ting?
Yes.
Find a new man, then.
So you hate him now, or what?
No, it's just, you know, I was actually reading an article about how there's a fairly high percentage. It was like 20 or 30% of married couples actually have separate houses.
That's straight people that one of them's gay.
Deborah's not answering. She's not answering. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Deborah.
It says she's in the conversation, but she's not fucking answering.
She just friended me. Ooh, woo.
Well, Madge, you know the weird thing is on this call, it just says it's
yeah,
me,
it is,
you,
it
and
is
Monk.
Messed up. Because
so
for me, it shows nobody. Right.
See if this is working.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I see you and Mike?
Is this thing working? Is this thing on?
Well, it's not.
Oh, Deborah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
But why did their holder end on? Fuck me. It hung up on me, and I'm in it too. I mean, the other me, I mean.
Oh.
Who's there?
You got Mike.
So we have Mike, Cheryl, and Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
I want to fucking wait and see.
She wants what?
I had to wait. My fucking maid had to stay over.
Well, what I want to know is where's the money from the last few grams?
Speaking what of money, fee, Cheryl? What money?
Right. Anyways, Deborah, I'm sorry that Madge is not so good with technology. Her VC dried up. And she can't keep up on this technology
Hold
stuff.
Hold on, bitches. I'm trying to get my other... These other people are trying to get in. I can't do it, Rob. I can't put you back in until I get myself back in.
Why don't you have Mike host? I hear he's good with technology.
Because I'm recording the call, dumbass.
Reported.
God, damn cunt. Okay, now let me get into my Skype. Trotsky, lay down.
Trotsky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was fun, y'all, but I gotta get ready for work.
Really?
Yeah.
What time are you gonna go to work?
Like in a few minutes.
Well, what? I gotta go to yoga at 4. So.
York.
See?
Oh, now I'm on. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
You still there? So Sarah and Rob, I can't get you both in with Deborah up here. So sorry.
I'm on the phone.
Hear an echo.
You're on the phone. You mean the Skype phone.
Yeah.
Man, the echo is my fault. Shut up.
God damn
it. I'm trying to make sure it's okay before I go back to my cleaning and worrying. I'm busy.
Sponsored topics.
Yeah. So what did you want to talk about, Deborah? Since you're only in a minute.
Oh, I don't know. What were we talking? Just go back to what we were talking about.
Well, what about that? What was your opinion of that murder cream? That's Thursday's new boyfriend.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it.
You just woke me up, honey.
Deborah, it's the best video of the year so far, and you haven't fucking seen it. It was like last week.
I haven't seen it. I've been very busy.
Deborah, go see Cheryl. Give her the goddamn link. I'm not at the fucking computer. Deborah, this is legendary of video. It's amazing. He has a boyfriend, and he's going to murder him if he has.
He's got a boyfriend, but he still wants other people. He's still in the. He's caught in the cycle.
Yeah,
he's been greedy.
No, Mama.
Yeah, he's greedy.
So okay, it's murder cream.
No, it's not really murder cream. That's what I call it, and Cheryl calls it, but it's not really murder cream.
It's white guy. Say hi to you, Deborah.
White guys fart in my face, something, something, something. Cheryl, what's the name of the video?
I sent you the fucking link.
Cinnamon cream? Cinnamon cookie.
Did you get the link, Deborah?
Who?
Why did you send it on?
Skype.
I don't know what's going on, seriously.
I'm smelling my workout Something's shorts to see wrong. If it still smells like my rectum.
It looks like Paul McCartney.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Cheryl, give her the link.
I gave it.
I got it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Can you play it loud so that we can hear it too? Because I can't. I'm not at the holder.
Why do I hear you on the computer?
I have no idea. Oh, there's probably coming out of my headphones. I love these straws that Deborah recommended. Can we discuss this?
What kind of straws?
The stainless steel straws are amazing.
Oh, I hate stainless steel. It tastes like metal.
There's a coating, honey.
It ain't about games. Y'all must be age appropriate. This is my chicken cream. I love my chicken cream. And he loved his, what do you call me, Honey Brown's cookie?
Honey Brown cinnamon cookie.
I'm his honey cinnamon brown cookie, and this is my chicken ring, see? This is my chicken ring, y'all. So, once again,
it's so coked out of his mind.
Look at him, like, pacing. But this is my chicken cream that I'm proud of. He's taller than me. He is my happy chicken cream. I love my chicken cream. Y'all hear me? I love my chicken cream, but I still want to be in other cream movies and videos. All right, y'all take care.
Happy chicken cream.
You still got his number?
Murder Cream's all like, I'm coming to
Murder Cream.
You know, he's like in Night of the Living Dead. I'm coming to get you, Barbara. I'm Murder Cream Thursday. I'm coming to get you.
What is that? Why would you want to drink out of a metal straw? That's so
Cheryl, you're a dumb, stupid cunt. It's good for the environment. You
Why
stupid
do you
whore.
Eat off a fucking metal fork?
You do
bitch.
Not fucking taste the metal. You fucking
but how
idiot.
Come when you drink
are stupid,
a,
Cheryl. Listen, stupid, and you hate the environment because you're a
Mike,
horrible person.
Mike, don't you agree? Because
don't
you
get him into this.
You would
it's
know
about you and me, and you,
when you drink
should
out
like
of one
these
those,
straws.
When you drink out of one of those aluminum bottles,
oh, no.
I love straws. I love straws, and so I'm curious. But those metal straws, Madge, aren't they hard to like keep clean? Doesn't
no,
it get
no? Because it
comes
with a
comes
plunger thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
It's amazing, and also like I would like if you're
off?
Gonna get some. They're only $7.95 for four, and it comes
and
with
it
a free orange
glasses.
Peeler. But listen, what you need? What? Will you do a special ADSMR video with you sucking on the metal straw?
Yeah, I can do it with one of my. I was thinking of making one like a because I eat a lot of bulking recipes because I'm bulking at the gym right now. So I could do it with like a big thick shake.
Big thick what?
Shake.
Gerald, what did he say?
He's bulking. He's trying to get it fat.
Big thick
yeah.
something.
Yeah,
he's gonna suck off a steak.
Yeah. So I can do an ASMR with that.
Okay, but I'd rather the straw, but whatever. I'll take what I can get.
They pay the bills.
Do they?
I've made a dollar.
Cheryl, how much did you make from your ASMR video?
The one where I dutied in a diaper and then played with it.
That wasn't you, that was Deborah.
That's the most viewed one.
How many views?
I think like 400.
Ooh.
I mean, not bad.
Have you Reddited it? It could go viral.
Oh, I thought about that, but you know, they banned me.
How do you get banned from Reddit? Oh, because they have that
you're
politically
spamming?
Correct lady.
They have,
garden.
Yeah.
That's
they have that
ridiculous.
Algorithm. Because, you know, I kept posting churchdeborah.com and getting like 2,000 hits. And so now anytime I post anything related to Deborah.
It's amazing how they just ruined Reddit by hiring that lady. Like, what the fuck? Why did that happen?
They got rid of the Asian. Well, it all comes down to, you know, the new lady really wanted, you know, to be able to, you know, take posts from celebrities and be able to, you know, because, you know, what celebrity's going to want to come on there when it's just free range, you know? The new lady was like, you know, well, edit, delete.
But celebrities are fucking boring.
Celebrities will drive the traffic. It's more mainstream.
So it was profit thing.
Yeah.
It was a money thing, money decision.
Oh, of course.
Money.
Isn't everything?
What, did they go public or something?
Money.
Did they go public?
I don't think so, but isn't everything money related?
Well, yes. That's the problem, see? Bernie Sanders, hashtag. Yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah. Everybody shuts up because it's so fucking depressing.
Where is, Sarah?
Yeah,
okay. I can try and add her again because it wasn't letting me add once I had a certain number of people, but maybe that's because her video was on. Sarah, turn your video off though this time.
I couldn't even see it, so it didn't even help me to get off.
So there was a new Skype that came out today.
I'll add both of them and see if
I updated. I don't know what's new about it. He decides that, man, I can't see that other people. Mike, can you see that anyone else is on the call?
It only shows if it doesn't make everyone looks like, ugh, fuck it, I can't talk.
This thing what? Kept popping up on the Mac, and it was like, it was untitled, but it was like I was calling untitled.
Okay, wait, is Sarah or
Mike,
Rob
can you,
there?
Can you see that Deborah's
here.
On the call?
I am here. Debbie, how
no,
are
I can't.
You?
Sarah, oh my Lord.
I love you, Debbie.
Oh, I love you too, honey. I so appreciate it for everything.
Oh,
very appreciative.
Now, you missed the part where we were discussing Tristan in much detail earlier.
Oh, I listened.
Mm. Thoughts?
She was clapping.
Well, the thing about it is, if he was only a few shades darker, but besides that, that's how I like him.
But he makes videos for massage parlors, so I am assuming he's a sex worker.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm pretty much going to say it's fact, because that's how I like it.
But he did that through Fiverr, which is, you know, the site where you can offer to do jobs for only $5. If he's willing to make a video for only $5, I have a hell of a credit limit. Imagine what I could get him to do.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point.
But wait,
then you could record it. You could resell them.
Have you been doing videos on there, Deborah?
Painted taint, hashtag.
Can you make ASMR videos that people request and then they pay you to make them?
That's a good idea, because, you know, that one guy wants me to do one.
Blackmail policy.
That's so expensive, though.
What is?
To get, like, I got to get black nail polish.
I have some. I can send it to you.
But I got to, like, be painted, what is it, torch the sun or something?
And he wants you to be in blackface.
Well, maybe you can be the one making the decisions. Sounds like he's bossy, Deborah. Maybe you need to tell him what time it is.
The chicken ranch, or what is it? The
cream.
Yeah, the chicken rice I made in 4K. Did you see that one?
No, I don't have a 4K display, Deborah.
I almost saw the pasta.
Well, you can watch it in 1080, but I mean, just saying.
Deborah, are all the new Amazon shows in 4K?
Mm-hmm. The shells. Oh, that was really when I wanted to talk. I was yelling at y'all. I was yelling at you girls.
Why?
Because when y'all were talking about the Chelsea Handler, that is so fucking good. I watched it. I watched the race episode the other night, and then the drugs after that. You must watch it. It's so good. She goes to Alabama. Listen, I'm going to spoil it. She goes to Alabama and talks to these white people that are doing like a heritage thing. And she talks to them, and they're like, you know, it just was a different time back then. We're celebrating our heritage. And then they were like, we go to church now. We have a black in our church. We call her Big Mama. And everybody just loves Big Mama. And and then the other lady's like, yeah, we have a few minorities on our police force. One's a black lady. And then they cut back to like their family history. And she's like, so you're saying your family history was good to say? And she's like, yeah, you'd only seen people getting abused every once in a while. They're like your family. Would you beat your family? And so Chelsea is like really pissed. You can look at her face, but she's got the sunglasses and the Botox. And so then she's like, listen, you're telling me these people, you know, were just having a good old time. They're like, yeah, it was a good time back then. She's like, you ever heard of Stockholm Syndrome? And then they got mad.
Okay, Deborah, I have an assignment for you. Since you're the 4K maven, there's a new show on Amazon. It's called, like, Wild Dogs or something.
Okay.
They're always promoting it. Do you know what I'm talking about? It has that guy from Sopranos in it. It's, like, about these four guys that go to an island. But I want to know, I want you to watch it because I want to know if it's on location or if it's fake like that other one.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know because I want to know. I need to know because it takes place in Belize. But I want to know if it's really in Belize or in...
Green screen Belize, yeah.
So can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Thanks.
The audio. What's happening to the audio?
Oh, I'm on my Bluetooth headset because I'm cleaning.
That sounds really professional and good.
It's really valiant.
I'm cleaning. I can't grum if I'm not cleaning.
Why not? You don't have one of those Apple headsets?
No. You don't have a Roomba?
This is a Bluetooth headset from Jay's or something, you know.
It's very good.
Well, it's funny because I didn't ask your opinion, so.
And you're in it, and you're in Donald Trump's jet.
Make some donations. Just donate.
Did you guys see that fucking Donald Trump propaganda video on CNN? It was the scariest thing. I was like, wow, this really is fucking World War II Nazi time, because it was a total propaganda video. It was like with these hot guys for Trump, and it was edited really well in a way to totally, totally promote him. Like, it was not ironic. It was clearly like Donald Trump saying, you're going to put this video on for me or I'm not going to do any more appearances. And it's frightening.
You can tell they were scared to talk to him on CNN. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because they didn't want to piss him off, too.
It's really frightening what's going on, and the media has no, the media is probably the most responsible for all that crap, and they're the ones to blame, especially CNN.
He's going to make America great again.
Yeah.
Deborah.
He's going to make America great again.
Deborah. Yeah. Orange guy.
What?
Your ASMR cheesy enchilada rice is one of the worst videos I've ever seen. You've got this horrible tablecloth with candy corn on it. Okay. And then all you're doing is taking a wooden spoon and making it go back and forth, and then you're slapping the cheese, and you don't do anything with it. You don't eat it. You don't even dig in.
I shot that. I'm shooting that on a by-turn. On a by-turn.
A what?
Well, no, I didn't shoot that one with the end. I bought
you're shooting it on a Vicodin? What did you
No, I was going to say, I thought I shot it with the by-turn Canon T65.
Oh,
you gotta just God, so bad.
Well, Cheryl, have you considered making like an ASMR video of one of your abortions?
Oh, that would be good. Sort of like a radio you play.
Is coughing grandma ASMR?
Yes, pretty much.
You could do it for real.
Oh, no. My vagina hurt.
Are you cleaning your toilet, Madge? I'm imagining you with, like, rubber gloves on with, like, a toilet bowl wand.
I'm wearing a bra and panty. I got my new panties from Amazon yesterday because my old panties are so loose and horrible.
They're all stretched out?
In the totally. Like, there's no elastic anymore, so I got new panties. So, and it's a beautiful day here. It's, like, 75 degrees and sunny.
Nice.
So I'm just cleaning out my cunt and cleaning out. Actually, I'm on the kitchen sink.
And do you have the sliding window doors open? And
yes.
It's such a nice Florida day, I bet.
He isn't Blanche.
Well, you come down to Florida, don't you, Mike?
I do. I'm going to be down there, actually, during Easter time. Because you know my family lives in Jupiter, which is
right.
Very close to you.
Yeah, I know that. I didn't want to
Christian Bangs.
Tell people, so.
No, no, it's fine.
I can hardly even hear, man.
Well, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Sounds like she's on Mars.
That?
What are you cleaning with, Madge?
Sound horrible.
What is it?
Clorox cleaner plus bleach.
Why don't you just use bleach?
Why don't you? Madge, it's bad for you.
Why does everyone have an opinion?
I take bleach baths. I'm very for the bleach.
Cheryl, who got cancer from cleaning too much, says it's bad for you.
I like method product.
That shit doesn't clean. That's why if you come to your house, it has mold on everything. You're just spraying water.
No, it doesn't, because I'm allergic to mold. If I had mold, I would know it. And I did a mold test before I moved in.
The best thing to clean with is Dawn dish soap, bleach, and Dawn dish soap. Or the Equate variant.
Come over here and show me. Anyway.
I like to clean. I clean every day.
I like to put baking soda and vinegar in my cunt, and then I shake it up, and then I squirt it out.
Mike, you should come, and I can meet you middle way, like in Boca Raton or something. We can have coffee.
Oh, that would be nice. That's
why don't y'all go to Cuba now that the ban's lifted?
Yeah, I was reading there's like gay cruises already to Cuba. Can you believe that?
I really want to go to Cuba, Madge. Maybe that's where we should have our meetup, because it's like the 1940s. It's like playing, you know, like a video game. It's creepy.
That gay rights back in the 40s, too.
Did I tell you where I'm going for a Valentine's
Day? I'm a woman.
Where?
I'm going to Peru, to Lima.
Wow. That sounds great.
With who?
Yes. None of your goddamn business, you stupid cunt.
What?
Yeah.
Is it romantic? Who are you going with?
Yeah, and we're going on your donation dime, Cheryl.
Wait a minute. Who are
That's
you
why
going
there
with?
Hasn't been any donation.
It's cheap. You know, round trip to Lima was only $400 on American.
Wow.
Man.
You go to Bogota for $285.
What are you going to do there?
I'm going to... You look at the ocean.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Smoke a little mix.
See if there's some ducks. I don't know. It's some summer
big,
there.
Big cocks. I mean, vaginas.
That's entirely possible. They do have those there, too. And maybe some Zika virus, if I'm lucky.
Well, look, you won't never have to worry about having a baby again. Cheryl, yeah. It might be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Maybe by the time you go there, there will be a ban. So it'll be like, you know, when you go to the doctor's office and they're like, have you traveled outside of the United States? Blah, blah, blah. Because of Ebola. Next, it'll be anywhere else. And they will let you back in because you're going to ruin all the fetuses.
Feti, isn't it? Isn't plural of fetus feti?
I know, fuck it. Sarah?
Yes.
Is it feti?
I would feti. Say a gaggle of feti.
Okay.
That's a good no abort question. Tell them they got the zeta file.
That is an excellent no abort question.
Well, we've got a new 800-848-LOVE. That's somebody
from my bros, right? The ones that were protesting by my house this morning? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should call them. See what kind of numbers.
I'm sure we've called them before. There aren't any numbers for abortions that we haven't called. I mean, seriously?
Did y'all hear my last scrum when I asked, what's his name?
Homer.
Yeah.
You asked him what?
I asked him, like, if he could scrape the baby out with his 10-inch cock.
He didn't like that very much.
You went so right away dirty on him. I loved that. That was so good. You were just like zero to porn in 2 seconds. I love that. Just like, don't even try to like please him. Just go straight for the jugular.
Yeah.
It was good.
I think
that
he
was
liked
a really
it.
Good one.
I think he appreciated it.
Okay, now I'm cleaning up Trotsky's pee from the bathroom.
Oh, it's a good thing he's an outside dog.
Yeah, he peed in the bathroom?
He's Italian Greyhound. He has to go to the bathroom every 2 hours. If I'm not home, he has to go in the bathroom. But there's pads. But he missed.
He was in a little pee pad.
Why don't you train him to go in the bathtub? I know some people that have done that.
Well, then I have to clean the bathtub.
No, you just turn on the water, spray some bleach.
No, I had him trained to go because I have like a floor-level shower in the other bathroom. But the thing is, he's real, you know, skinny and timid, and he gets scared when he goes in there because he'll slip on the tile, and then he gets scared, and then he won't ever go there again. You know?
Aw, poor guy.
Why don't you put a rug down?
Because he'll pee on the rug, Johnny.
Why don't you get one of those, man? I've been 10 years,
and I still get surprised when I find out how dumb you are.
Why don't you get a rubber mat for him?
Matt Peters?
Listen, honey. That's not going to work. You just Cather. Okay?
What?
Cass Trotsky.
Him.
It's going to be a horsey Cass. You just put a Cath in.
Why
and
can't
then,
you put it on a boy? You can't Cath a bullet?
I'm just saying.
Corkscrew penis? That would be difficult.
Okay, I'm spraying the toilet in case you need to know. If you need to visualize for fapping purposes, I'm spraying the toilet with the 409 that Deborah hates. I should use bleach.
Oh, my Lord.
Cancer.
It's all these companies just wanting your money. Bleach works the best.
Well, yeah, but I like the gel one that sticks to the sides. It's nice.
Oh, my God. This is so disgusting.
What? What is
that? You can tell somebody's income level. I like the gel that sticks to the side. Who's got the money for that?
Deborah like looks at that when she's at the store and she's like crying like, oh, if I could only afford the gel. I bought because you can't buy and return cleaning gel.
No.
Manj, you need to go back to your computer to see these pictures that Giga is posting.
I can't stop cleaning the toilet.
Of his apartment, the bathroom, the bucket of water, the hole in the ceiling. He is like a hoarder.
Oh,
he's
God.
A hoarder.
What is,
is it like a viral video? Is it that bad?
No, it's disgusting. What is going on?
And there's an old
who would live with that?
We should have a confession time for
I think I'm being racist, but
who is?
Me.
Never. No. That's just not even possible.
Or is it classist to say who would live with that?
Well,
it's clutterist is what it is.
I mean, she's a donor, so I'll be nice, but Jesus Christ.
For this wing...
You'll be nice to the donor just like you ruined that other one that was going to give us $500. Is that how nice
yes.
You
oh, who you that? Ruined that bitch.
Yeah, she never would give
I already spent that fucking money last Christmas. I was so pissed.
She just wanted to get you hard, man.
Who was she that, though?
I thought about her the other day.
Secret. It's a secret.
She, but let's just, it was a real girl, Sarah. It,
is it the one who claims that his mother was raped by Clinton?
Sure.
Okay. Cause, okay. Cause,
See, you're the reason, Cheryl. I got to return 91% rubbing alcohol. I got to return this $10 Revlon hair dryer this week. I got to return this $60 tripod, this Canon 6i, this $3 bottle of goo.
Wait, you got to return. You got to return all these glass products that you purchased.
I'm returning all. No, well, some's from Amazon.
They're all shattered. They're
the
all
rest
shattered.
Are for Walmart.
But you can't.
You got a Pyrex speaker.
I'm returning a big jar, but I got a good reason for this. Mount Olive's peppers, because they're too hot.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. The blow dryer, the Mount Olive peppers, the Goo Gone, the tripod.
You're returning peppers? Did you say you're returning peppers, like food?
Yes, they were. I'm returning this 91% rubbing alcohol.
Because you didn't like
you
the peppers.
You can't return peppers, Deborah, because they're
yes, you can. Walmart takes anything.
Deborah, that's crazy.
They're too hot. That's the real. Now, that one I got a real reason.
They're peppers. They're
what kind? What kind were they?
The, you know, the Mount Olive jalapenos.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're jalapenos, I guess.
But you know when you buy them, you know, like, what, it's one time when you get a jar, they're, like, really tasty and mild. But then sometimes you buy a jar and they're really hot and bitter.
Deborah, does it say mild? Does it say hot?
No, they don't. No. They don't do that. It's just, it's like restaurant roulette with peppers. You never know which one you're going to get.
Cheryl, it's not the pepper's fault. I mean, it's not
Someone
Deborah's
wants
fault,
to know if man...
I had to have something to go with that big can of cheese up on.
In your vagina?
Man,
what?
Someone wants to know if you're speaking through a potato.
Yes, I am.
A potato that sold for what, $1 million?
Actually, yeah. I made sweet potato fries for lunch today, but I can't get them to come out crispy.
I don't really care for that.
Because you need more fat.
Are you baking them?
Yes.
You gotta fry them, man. Get them.
I got
them
water on my cunt.
Get
Nobody likes fried foods at the
get
house.
Get an aluminum pan and fill it with 5 or 6 cups of oil from a Tupperware container.
Coconut oil to be healthy.
No.
Healthy.
You just cut off your own fat.
Fat is not healthy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to leave in 15 minutes, by the way.
No.
I have a yoga. I have Kundalini practice.
So skip it.
With Sri Ram, Shrunkalanka. We do like chanting and stuff. It's retarded.
You need to skip.
Breath of
That's
fire.
That's a cultish at all.
This is a public service announcement. If you'd like to make a donation to support the girls, now is the time.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Cheryl?
Yeah.
You know how you were asking earlier about what the plural of fetus was? Well, I was just chatting with fetus expert Joshua Munson from the Golden Circle. He said it's a murder of feti.
Feti.
A murder of, like crows.
Very good. Very good answer.
Yeah. Feti.
A murder.
It's not murder, it's love. Because I'm loving them by not bringing them into this world.
How to Make a Dead Fetus, Netflix series.
How to Make a Fetus.
I'm going to have a burning ring of fire later from that Chinese food I ate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you record it.
Because it had all of those hot red peppers and jalapeno peppers.
Can you return it?
You can try.
I'd have to do the amount.
Confession time. We've done that before.
I've done that before.
You go eat somewhere and it made you sick.
You shit on the counter.
And then you shit, Well, see, you took it right out of my mouth.
I shit on the counter and I say, scan that barcode, bitch. You can't because I have food poisoning. Give me a discount. I want more of the food that made me sick.
Reagan never went and got his free chicken, lemon pepper chicken that time we called for him.
How do you know?
Remember that? Because remember, I told her to go pick it up. I told her my grandson Reagan.
But how do you know he did? How do you know he didn't?
Because he said he didn't. Maybe.
That wasn't very polite of him.
Did you hear that yet?
Yeah.
Is that you?
What was it?
Yeah, that was from the Chinese food.
Good
was
girl.
That from your, was that
honey,
from your
that sounded loose.
I need a wipe.
Yeah, because you should have seen all the oil on this Chinese food. It looked like somebody had taken that airline drug and it.
I need to share that picture with you girls one day for the right amount of money.
What, yeah. You were on Ally and you pooped your pants?
And I was on my yoga ball, back when I used a yoga ball for the desk computer, you know, the computer.
Oh,
and
that's
I was
what
like,
Tony Khan used to sit
you
on.
You slipped
it.
Right off the yoga ball.
Well, sick. I was like, oh, a little gassy, just let one slip. And then I let it slip and it ran all down my leg and my panty and on the bowl.
And then the bowl rolled on your carpet, and I got all over.
And I'm like, and it's so orange; it looks like fried nacho.
That's exactly what the bottom of the of the container looked like today, like that orange kind of oil. And
maybe
red.
Something's wrong with your gallbladder, though, huh?
Are you talking about the Chinese food look like
yes,
that? Or
yes.
Yes. Oh, so it's going to look like that when it comes out.
Yes.
I hope you record it for us and do an ASMR duty.
Well, one of our listeners, I forgot who it was, but he said that he was doing a colon cleanse, and he's going to record it for us, I think.
Who was it?
I don't remember. I want to look at the circle.
Woman?
A man.
Andy Melton?
No.
Chaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Yeah, she's a listens to the Grump. She's a closet listener.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Is that how you like it?
Yeah.
When are we going to get our pictures of Mike? Oops.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I've already seen Tristan's. He sent it to me.
When Trump takes office.
Excuse me?
When Trump takes office.
Did Tristan really send you a picture of his...
Yeah.
Wow. That's
but seriously,
awesome.
Though, we should meet up in Boca when you get here.
Really? I would love that, Madge. Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, because it's neutral, you know, that way you won't be scared.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who would be scared of that face?
They have this wonderful donut place.
Wait a minute.
Called Rhino Donuts in Boca. It's so good.
Mm. Well, I can see Mike being scared of you.
What?
Would you be scared of Mike? No.
No, Reagan. I'm not scared of him. I'm just saying he's got to be scared
of me. He should be scared
of
you.
Except what I meant, you stupid bitch.
Reagan just texted me.
What he want?
He said, is it too late to call Deborah?
Yeah, it's too late, yes. To call Deborah.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I think he means, is it too late to pick up his voucher for that chicken? Or
oh! I don't remember where it was.
Deborah, will you stop eating? It's disgusting.
I am brushing my...
Okay.
Oh, I love that call that you did with the wheelchair, and then Rachel called and she ruined it almost. And then you said she was pleasuring you. She's like, oh, I would never do
no,
that.
No, she did not. She did not ruin it. That was funny when she came.
Yeah,
in.
It was good
because it should have ruined it. But she just kept going on, even though Rachel's like, oh, this is a prank
because
call.
Rachel was great. Rachel was great.
Yeah,
good customer service.
That was awesome, Cheryl.
Very good, caring customer service.
I love.
I couldn't believe she stayed on.
You know, I work right next to the Carnival Cruise World Headquarters.
Oh, now we can't figure out where you work.
Well, there's a lot of fucking places there. It's called an office building, you dumb cunt.
Yeah, well, you. So
yeah, like you're so fucking paranoid.
Listen,
of all,
listen,
to the show.
Listen,
of all, nobody fucking gives a
listen,
shit. Nobody cares
listen,
what Cheryl does.
Did you go to the Carnival Cruise and reserve our cruise?
It's a surprise.
We need to reserve it because, as you know, with Sylvia Brown, she reserved her cruise and then she died.
And you never got that refund, Cheryl.
No. Still upset about that yet.
Well, call them back. Call them back.
I ain't going on a cruise without Sylvia and her wheelchair.
Oh, yes, you are.
No. Faggots. It's all faggots.
Fiat.
We didn't even get to call Nutella.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not too late.
Yes,
I think you should call
late.
Nutella before we
She's
go.
She's listening.
I have 6 minutes tops left. Yeah. I have a hard out.
We gotta count the nut. We gotta count the money that we didn't get.
No, we're not counting today. I don't have time for that.
What? Then why did
I don't have time?
Do it.
Cheryl, I can do it with you later or something. It's not that much money. It'll probably be like $20 each at the most.
That's fine, because $20
can go. It's more than that, honey.
Okay, well, maybe it is. I don't know, but whatever
but
it is.
But the point is, just do it later today.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not, you know, public. We
the
don't
point
have
is, you're not fucking starving, so shut the fuck up, Cheryl.
I am starving.
Cheryl's worried that they're going to shut down my PayPal every fucking day. That's
they
all
will.
That's what she thinks about. They're going
to
shut down Nance's PayPal.
But
have
now,
had that happened to you, man?
Do we have to? Go on. I wonder if I can add somebody to the call.
Well, Debbie, while you're doing that, if you guys need an idea for future videos to watch, look up self-surgery on YouTube.
No.
What?
No.
I made the mistake
like
of doing that.
What the fuck makes you think of these things?
It was 2 a.m. My life is in a dark place. Do not judge.
Too late.
Too late for that, honey.
I mean, that's a good idea, but drink this.
They're unbelievable.
Is it like that's ASMR, cool. but with surgery?
Similar.
Add Stacy.
Stacy.
Yeah,
no, don't.
It's early.
I'm not calling her anymore. She's wrecked.
Reagan wants Stacy.
I don't give a shit what Reagan wants. He's, you know.
What's that sound?
Yeah. I'll call her on my Grammy.
She can't just make orders from her goddamn Mazda and just bark orders to us through her goddamn phone and tell us who to call because she
Listen,
needs to be entertained from her drive-through. Nuh-uh.
Listen.
And Stacy is ruined. We can't call her anymore. She's a fucking mess. She will kill herself because of us. And I will not.
No, she's on that new drug. We got to test it and make sure the boundaries are there.
That doesn't make sense, Deborah.
I'm just joking.
You gotta leave her alone.
Well, you know, I got the new Stacy, though.
Oh, that's true. All
right, I'm changing into my yoga clothes.
Okay.
Can we see?
Yeah. There. You like it?
Have you ever had a crucifix inside of you?
Is it one of those nice open-air yoga studios, Madge?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
you have cool. to wear yoga pants or you have to wear yoga shorts?
You don't have to. You wear whatever you fucking want.
No, the yoga place here, men have to wear shorts, women have to wear yoga pants.
Oh, that's fucking ridiculous. That must be like some fucking...
Well, it depends how big your junk is. Like me, I've got such a long prolapse that if I wear shorts, it'll come out. Even shorts that go down to my knees, the lips will fall out, and it will just be a mess everywhere. I did it once, never again.
You just pick it back up.
Well, I'd like to think that Madge is wearing a lovely, like a jazzercise unitard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Slim one piece, yes.
A sweater that's bedazzled.
And it smells.
Like wearing a leotard.
And it smells. It smells like a seafood paella.
Paella. I wish you could speak better through my Bluetooth headset so I could understand you.
What happened to that nice wireless headset you had?
Well, it's not a headset. The wireless that I use for runs, that is only a one-way thing. It doesn't work if I need to hear, you know? It's one way.
Wait, it doesn't work if I need to hear.
Correct.
Isn't that the point of
a
headset?
It's not a headset. It's a lavalier wireless mic.
So, man, can you use the lavalier wireless
mic? No. You used
headset.
To have, that's what I'm saying. She used to have those headphones at the old place where she used to walk around the whole place. You don't remember that? You'd go to the bathroom and still be able to grum.
Yeah, but that was not something when I was, like, doing a two-way conversation.
Deborah, yeah. her place is much bigger now. Coin.
I don't know what you're talking about, Deborah. I'm sorry. You're not making any sense.
The place where you had the hardwood floors that were real nice.
What about it? What about it?
You had fucking headphones, Mary, and you had a mic on the headphones.
But it would have been, if I did that, it would have been...
I guess
if
this was like 7 years ago. I don't know.
Oh, you're fucking hallucinating. That was Auntie Vera.
No, it was you.
It was not me.
It was back when you had no one come over. Or share.
Yeah.
I remember.
Oops. Well, Deborah, I don't care because it's wrong.
Oh, who is this? Is this a new person?
Hello, it sounds so much better.
I know, it sounds like a brand new person.
Hello?
No, I went back. I accidentally turned speakerphone on.
Oh, speakerphone sounds good.
No, but this is the wireless again.
The wireless is horrible.
Okay, this is speakerphone.
It's much better.
Oh, sounds better.
Oh, well, I wish you had told me earlier.
1970s, 2012. God, your headset is such a piece of shit.
You know what's great is that Apple is going to, you know, switch so that you have to use shitty headset.
No. That's not the reason it sounds bad. It sounds bad is because it's a headset that's used in technology that was only made for the phone codec. So it's still, you know, like the old school phone. And so it's only having to worry about spending like one bit.
Yeah, it's because
it's not full, you know, what is it called? Yeah. Full spectrum or whatever.
Yeah, you want to play with these? You want to play with this thing? Yeah, you want to do it? Yeah.
Look, okay. That enchilada rice was good.
I switched to the to my cellular thing.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. I can't, I'm going to have to cut it off because if I leave it on and we'll keep recording, then it'll eventually like run out of memory and then I'll lose the recording. Wait a second. I know what I can do.
I hope you're double recording this.
Reagan, stop it. Leave me alone. It's too late to call Deborah. Deborah's on the fucking phone. What is he talking about?
I think she was talking about the, when she wanted us to call Stacy.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn off the video recording, and that way I'll have that as a backup. Assuming it's still working. Why is nobody talking? There's like seven people on this call, and I'm the only one.
Well, we're just listening. You can do tech support, man.
But I'm only talking because nobody's talking.
Oh. Well, I am so happy and appreciative that this great country is going to be ruled by our good, blessed leader, Donald J. Trump.
Amen.
And I'm excited to see who he picks for VP, mm-hmm. which I'm sure it's going to be Sarah Palin.
It's not.
And she, yes, it is. Watch and see.
I'll bet you $50 it's not.
Okay, who's it going to be?
I don't know who it'll be, but I'll bet you $50 it won't be Sarah Palin.
Okay,
I think it'll be either Cruz or Rubio.
Well, maybe it'll be a great businessman. Maybe he'll pick, I don't know, Steve Jobs.
Well, I think a vice president has to be alive. Pretty sure.
Yeah, your constitution, maybe. Or maybe he'll pick himself for vice president. I can see him doing that totally.
His vice president is going to be Adolf Hitler.
I'm going to be the best president ever. I'm also going to be the vice president. Make America great again.
Did you guys like Jeb Bush's ad that has Terry Schiavo in it?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, and it pissed the man off.
Is she looking at a balloon?
Yeah, it reminded me, actually, I was happy to see that ad because it reminded me of how funny the Terry Schiavo blog was. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, yes.
And every,
I was like 10 years old.
Every post, it was just like the date, and then it was just like... It was great.
Well, the ad was...
Did you make it?
So in what context is this Terry Schiavo?
Well, in the ad, it shows Jeb Bush coming out, and he's like, my mom is Barbara Bush. And all of a sudden, he said, this is Terry Schiavo. And it's like, beep, beep, beep.
No way.
Yep.
No way. I don't believe you.
And then it shows Donald Trump unplugging it, and he says, I'll unplug your mother. And that's it. Go ahead, Mike.
They were saying on the radio today, they said Donald Trump could call Oprah the N-word and people would still vote for him.
Yeah. He fucking said he would shoot somebody.
Could you imagine? That'd be awesome. Oh, I could see it.
I rape Oprah.
It was her birthday yesterday. God, I love Oprah.
I had her tea the other day at the Starbucks. It was so good.
Oh, God. Her chai tea at Starbucks. They don't have it anymore at mine. I'm bummed out.
Oh, it's so good.
But wait a minute. It's just hers because it has her name on
it. No, she is a lie. She makes that tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's tea leaves. And cotton.
She hauls that shit up on her private road.
She makes it in my private road, and she has slaves make it, which is kind of ironic if you think about it.
White slaves, though.
No, blacks.
No.
Yeah.
I ordered some of her tea with an extra shot, and they actually called it a double dirty Oprah, which was kind of fantastic.
Stop.
Kind of dirty.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's crazy.
Speaking of that, I did that the other day. I made the chai tea in the house, and then I said, I'm going to add some coffee to this. It's actually pretty good. What about like a slutty edible? What would that be like if you had alcohol into it?
Oh, nice music.
I was Reagan on the cone going.
No, that was my radio. I'm in the core.
Wait, how are you going to save the Grom?
I already did, you stupid cunt. I was telling you, and you ignored me.
But wait a minute. What happens to this part of the Grom?
You just ain't going to get paid for this part of the Grom, Sharon.
This part, since I left, may or may not be recorded.
It's on Ustream, though, so Ustream will keep
so
it going until...
So just going to stay on?
Stay on.
Up, echo. Up.
Hello? Shut up, Cheryl. You're annoying me.
Ustream will automatically cut out. Remember, like, after, what was it, 3 hours or something?
Lord.
Yeah.
What a place.
I'm still recording on the holder. So it should, in theory, just keep recording for, like, at least another 2 hours.
And you can always VPN and snap it.
Yeah. But I'll just leave it on, and you can still talk while I'm in yoga. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
The mic is still open, so Brodsky will bark at you.
Oh, yeah, that makes... Oh, you're gonna... That's when, like, the toys come alive at your house.
Ooh, look at these... Look, Cheryl, or Deborah, I'm right next to these black men that are putting up electrical wires right next to me.
What do they look like?
Are they sweaty?
They're black. Oh. And one's wearing a big hat, hard hat. And he's wearing khaki-colored shirt, and he just pulled his pants up.
Oh, Lord.
Do we smile?
Yeah. And oh my God, I'm in low power mode now. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Oof. Lordy.
Oof.
Actually, ladies, I need to go. I need to run into work for a little bit. But it was so lovely getting to talk to everybody.
Oh, thanks.
Bye, Sarah. Thank you for
bye, honey. It was nice chatting to you.
Anytime. Love you, girls.
Yeah, I thought you were a bot before. Glad to see you're real.
I'm real, I promise.
Enjoy
real desperate
fights
for Tristan. Bye-bye.
Bye, Girdle. Girdle Splane.
Oh, man.
Girdle Splane.
I have to put the air on.
Is this call going to just continue until everyone hangs up?
Except you. You're going to be the last one for once.
Lord. So I could just go on talking and say the most dirty things on the ground.
I could leave it. Do you want me to leave it on in yoga? You can hear my mantra.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sleepy.
What's wrong with you, Daniel?
I'm so sleepy.
But if your computer crashes, we can't continue the Grom.
Why do you care? All you care about is that dollar sign you're going to get paid later on to die.
Give me your dollar.
Actually, you could. You could continue the Grom because this is on Deborah's Ustream.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't have control of Skype.
Yeah, but you could start a new Skype conversation. On your own, on your computer.
But then, you're actively streaming.
You're actively streaming.
What about my vagina?
And no, I have to get ready like in 8 minutes. See, I have to iron and
why
stuff.
Why do people gotta do anything on Saturdays? Can't you just sit in?
Oh,
your
now room? You know how it feels when everybody leaves you and you're upset because one of the co-stars just walks off because they want to go to sleep and lie and watch TV and eat and then eat ice cream and lie some more while they're listening to the Grom. Then they decide to listen. And then they're like, "Where's the money,
sweetheart? They never leave you. They never leave you.
Some people have buckets of ball water in their bathroom on a ledge, and it falls down, and they've got black mold all over their bath, and yet they don't move. It's just mind-boggling.
A lot of things happen in America. Some people have to dance, you know, on cam for money because they can't pay the bills.
And some people have to paint their taint, and some people have to live stream their funeral. Normal.
It's, you know, going out with a bang.
This class I'm going to is so hard. It's Kundalini yoga. And so what it is, it's like the hardest kind I've done. Because you have to do these weird exercises, and it's supposed to, like, bring the serpent up from your tailbone to the top of your spine and your chakras. But really what it does is it throws your serotonin out of whack because you do these hyperventilating breathing exercises.
Wow.
Google Breath of Fire on YouTube.
Does it make you feel good after?
Oh, yeah. It makes me feel stoned. Why else
you really... Honey, you really need to watch a Chelsea Handler drug episode. She goes and does that stuff you and Rachel wanted, or Rachel did, and you want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard her talk about it on Howard Stern. It sounds great.
Yeah. Look, I thought she was 50. She's only 40. That alcohol has took a toll on you. Look. I mean, she's really pretty. Now, I'm going to give her this. In 4K, everybody I've seen in 4K out of all the TV shows, she looks good.
Well, she has some work done.
Well, I mean, like, you know, you can, like, she looks haggard from the alcohol, but she looks good.
Whatever.
If that makes any sense.
I'd look good if I could afford it, too, honey.
Well, you look good now because, you ain't sucking down two bottles of vodka.
No, it's because I'm obese, so my skin stretches out. It's not that wrinkly.
True.
Because I'm obese.
And she has a Tesla, too, and it's so cute.
You have a Tesla?
No, bitch, please.
Can't you buy turn a Tesla?
I wish.
Oh, you should do it.
I wish one of y'all would get a Tesla, so then I would come visit.
Oh, my God, there's only three cars. There's, like, going to be nobody in this class. It's going to be awful.
Private lesson, Madge.
Oh, no, this teacher is so weird. She's like, she's very
bad. Just leave.
No, I'm going to let you guys hear it.
Hey, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your yoga master and savior?
This is going to be fun. I'm just going to like leave the pronoun.
It's a breach of.
Yeah, but are you sure you want? Yeah, and the pronouns might not be right.
Nobody listens. When will you guys understand? Nobody listens to
this. Hey,
nobody cares.
You know, I found out
somebody was saying that we should have like a get together, like Howard Stern does for his, you know, audience and characters, like have Stacey there. And I was thinking, no, of course not. But I was thinking, isn't that funny that the difference between Howard Stern is our guests don't know that they're on the show?
Well, okay, usually.
I'm going to stop talking now, but I'll leave the phone out.
But listen, I found out my neighbor downstairs. Her name's Debbie.
Wait a second. Man, what the fuck? You're just going to leave it on and go with this?
Did she take her bra off?
Okay.
I think she took. We can do a live audio investigation.
Okay. I don't know what happens.
Is this Abby Lee Miller?
I'm Richard. Oh, hi.
She sounds like
ASMR yoga.
Yeah, Mike, are you playing with your clients?
Yeah, so actually, I'm heading to the gym myself now, Cheryl.
What?
I'm gonna go punish my legs.
What? No.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Don't fall, honey.
I'll be careful. Bye, Deborah. Bye, Cheryl.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you.
We've got no control over the Grom.
Like, oh my God. My daddy's going to buy me a Tesla.
If we wanted to shut Madge up, we couldn't even do that.
No.
We can't do anything.
No. You got Madge's PayPal login?
No, but that would be helpful. Could steal everything. What a dirty cunt. God damn.
Listen, if we don't get enough donate, this is donation time. This is the yoga donation time for the Grom.
My pussy. Yeah.
Why did I hear a beep? Are they checking stuff out?
Were you here last week with Karen?
God, her voice is so
loud. I hear her.
You got church patch money. Don't scare the lady though. I'm telling them that. So, do you remember what Seth Karen taught last week? So, there's two teachers. There's me and another teacher, and we alternate Seth. But I'm going to be coming the next week.
When Donna gets elected, Madge is going to lose her yoga trainer, sounds like.
We have
She's going to be deported.
It's probably a good thing.
We tune in and we say, okay, what do I teach? It's funny, I was thinking, everybody's sick around where I work. And I'm like, let's work on our lungs and our breath, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is she rubbing on her? Did she just say Madge was fat? But,
what's her accent? I can't, let me hear her. Hold on.
Sweden.
Breath of fire, kundalini.
Breath of fire, kundalini. You know, Madge's iPhone is going to die before she's done with her clients.
It sounds like an Olive Garden dish.
Focus more on the exhale. Don't focus on the inhale. So, by the way, it's cardiovascular, and that's why I say you may need
to. Okay. I hope they can hear our phone. Do you think they can hear us if it's really quiet in the arm?
When they get really quiet and they're like, oh, everybody just relax. And it's like, do you know what yoga place this is? I should have added Madge to the find my friends. And then look, we could have called it and asked for Debbie. Look at me.
See how I'm totally relaxed
enough. Nazi. Germany. What if that's really what it is? What if Madge is anti-Jew and it's like a Hitler class and she's going to be like, Hail Hitler.
You're that
lion.
And if you need to take a break, you take a break because this is like
your
run.
Oh.
It pumps you up.
That's what it feels like. When you stop, you're like, you feel like you
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very powerful
act. That's what it feels like.
When I'm
after
work, I used to have addicted to poppers, like 6 pops
of poppers. She's addicted to poppers.
You do this for a minute, 2 minutes, and it wakes you up. It's very vital. Very powerful time. We're going to do that gram.
She said do that gram. No.
Let's wait another minute. My
how long?
Is Deborah, people are late.
How long is her yoga?
Yeah,
probably like 5 minutes. She said, "Go at your own pace." So. Where are my panties? I'm missing panties.
So, as I said, you listen to your body. If you see any clothes, we're not going to do any drastic things today. But anything that bothers you.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Sally
Field. Oh, my God. It's a celebrity yoga.
Beep. Beep.
Why are fireworks going off?
The meditation we're going to do today, when I'm going to tell you.
So I'm going to remind Madge of this next time she fusses when I eat on the ground. I'm like, you need to calm down. Do your meditation.
And it gives you that intuition to not react, but act. So it's called a calm heart meditation. It's very easy. You're going to put your left hand on your heart, your right palm,
I need you to play with your cunt. I need you to open it up, and I need you to play with your cunt. I need you to do it. I need you to do it. Come on.
Third Eye Blind. Ain't that a band?
Excuse me?
Said you're gonna focus on your Third Eye Blind. I said, ain't that a band? Why are there ducks?
3 minutes. It changes. I've done this when I'm very angry.
Oh. I'm like, oh, really? Does it work? Oops, I forgot I'm not paying.
So, you know, with yoga, that's the thing that you learn techniques, right? So she'll just go on and on and on about something, and she knows she's pushing my lap button.
When Debbie eats.
What the fuck is that sound? Oh no, Pastor Manning's church is going to be sold. Oh, that's so sad.
I do that sometimes when I have to go to the office. Oh, yes. Sometimes I have to go to the office. I'm like, that's ugly. It feels ugly. I don't feel right. I don't like it.
in there. Yeah, why would it, wasabi is a good point. Isn't this what Madge hears all day and night in her condo? Exactly. But these horrible laughs, how can she do yoga with that? Shut the fuck up.
Richard, did you put your name down on this?
Richard.
And when you come back, we'll go ahead and we get started.
Richard? Who's Richard?
Which
fuckings
do you
work? Which fuck?
Oh my god, that's a busy one. Is that a big one? Is it
no, it's tiny. It's not right now. It's right on, it's right there on Lockwood by the sea. Right on the
one. Okay, so it's not the one I'm thinking. Because it's the one I'm thinking, it's huge.
Well, good.
Well, that was probably the
Atlantic, yeah. Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. No, I'm on commercial.
Debris.
It's closer here. It's like
15 minutes. Debris.
Debris. All right, shall we start? I don't see my regulars, but they may
want. I recognize except for Richard. I see Richard. Debris, did we lose you? It's just me now. Hello? Am I doing a live gram by myself? Hello, 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 hello.
You wanna fight? So my name is Miriam. Kundalini yoga was brought into the Western side of the world back in the '60s by Yogi Bhajan. This yogi from India, and it has really exploded.
Loaded.
So you'll go to a lot of yoga studios and they don't have a lot of Kundalini yoga teachers just because their certification is a lot more expensive and it's a lot more. So we're 9 months intense training.
Yeah.
But I cannot begin to tell you that it just changed my life. One day I will tell you my life story and you're like, what? You're there teaching? So this is an amazing type of yoga, but all yoga is good, right? All yoga is the same, it's the union. You want to integrate mind, body, and soul. Through each of the courses, I'll be explaining what we're working on. With Kundalini yoga, we work a lot with our nervous system, glandular system.
That sounds like some great claims.
And lungs in general. So I'll be explaining to you. This one that we're doing is for lungs, so we can increase the capacity for lungs. We can cleanse. It's a short set, but I'm going to do a little bit of warm-up before. I'll do a pranayama, which is a breath technique.
Are you talking about me, Monson?
And we'll go ahead and do the set, then we relax. I'll play.
Can't hear me.
Golf for you, and then we'll do the meditation for 3 minutes.
Excuse me. What's wrong?
In Kundalini Yoga,
this
cop
keeps talking.
I don't do the exercise with you. As a teacher, we're supposed to just concentrate. It's not about me, it's about you and your experience.
Yeah,
so I
playing with my lips.
Sure
playing with my lips, yoga, snowing.
So
is that
you won't see me doing the whole
Deborah,
thing.
Where the fuck
with
are you?
I'll get up, I'll walk around and make sure that you're doing it correctly. We're not supposed to touch you and move you like other yogas. I'm just supposed to tell you how.
Where the fuck is Deborah?
Because I don't, it's all about your experience. To begin in Kundalini Yoga, we chant Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the wisdom within me. I bow to the teacher within me. And I will lead the chant. Question?
God, this is the worst.
So let's rub our hands. And I want you to come into a prayer pose.
Prayer.
I want you to be calm, collected. I want you to start doing a couple of I want you to bring yourself to the now, to here. You have given yourself the next hour, 15 minutes for you. That's your dream. So I want you to enjoy and I want you to just be within you. Experience the class. Not learn, because you can always learn.
want you to go through this experience. So keep breathing long and deep. I want you to focus your eyes into that place right between, we call it the third eye, which is where intuition comes from. Just keep breathing long and deep. Be present. Feel Mother Earth. I know you're thinking about God knows what, right? You're smelling.
She's thinking about how your neighbor smells like fish. Yeah.
You're going to have thoughts, that's normal.
Your thoughts are going to come up, and you're going to feel like a cunt. God, this is the worst.
Just be the observer of those thoughts. You may be thinking, what do you do? It's Saturday, I have to go here, I have to go there.
I mean, why am I still here? Hello? Deborah left without even saying goodbye. What's the point of this? Hello? Hello? Christ? Christ can't come?
Going on, is there something that's disturbing you, that's taking away your peace? Whatever it is, any healing that you need?
Just look at her. I'm getting nothing done today because I'm doing this shit. God. Should I just hang up? Yeah. Why am I going to stay on? Why? I got stuff to do. You want to play with my stapler? It's like I'm doing a live groom, but I can't do anything. It's amazing. Yeah. Cycled. I'm afraid to even try to add someone to this conversation, but I can't. This is just so worthless. Should I try to add someone to this? I mean, otherwise I'll hang up. I don't think it'll let me, but it might crash. For you, for the better, though.
Begin the class by chanting Om Namo. Om is O-N-G. Namo Gurudev Namo. I am bowing to the teacher within me. I am bowing to the wisdom within me.
I'm glad I stayed on. The fuck? It's all worth it. Oh, I can hear Matt.
So with your eyes closed, with that sense of calmness and consciousness, we have a mantra of protection that we chant, and you guys can follow, or can just listen to it and tune in. Adhire Namah, Jugadhire Namah,
This is fucking crazy. Listeners, yeah. I'm glad Deborah's still in the chat room. Yeah. But she's not.
Yeah. Running and getting full medicine, they would just and heal themselves. 20 seconds left. Almost there. Almost there. 10 seconds. You are doing amazingly well. This is not an easy breath. Always have your intention. What was that intention you set for yourself? Inhale deep. Suspend the breath. Hold it and squeeze your butt, squeeze your stomach. Powerful exhale. How did that feel? Very awkward at first, right? Let's do a second warm-up. And challenge up if you can do it. So the second warm-up, I want you to bring arms, palms together. And I want you to be focused on your spine, because this is going to stretch your spine. So you inhale left, exhale right. You go as far as your body will allow you. Inhale.
Show notes. Madge and Cheryl surprise a bit with an early grum today by opening with a lovely video from our favorite Thirsty Lane, and it's chocolate cream. Madge discusses the new broadcast funeral trend on Ustream. She finds a hilarious live funeral to share with the audience. She pees herself, laughing at the hysterical dead body. Lol. Cheryl just wants to know where the drive-thru is at. Cheryl introduces a beautifully crafted tutorial on gluing a weave track to a bald head. Halle Berry would be jealous. The girls move on to the video posted by Tristan of the recent Golden Circles, Is That How You Like It fame. Is yoga over? What's going on? Am I still on? Hello? Go on. The girls offer up a new Simply Fayette video from our very own Mayotte. Pork and apple burgers and heavy breathing are on the menu. Memorable quotes. Is this like the Black Elephant Man or something? Hula Berry, you look like Halle Berry after a car wreck. Hold on, I want to make sure that I'm still on the thing. If I'm reading this, because did Madge's phone die? I don't even know what's going on. Okay. I'm still on the thing, but does anyone hear Madge's yoga? I think her phone hung up. Okay. Let me go back to this. Where was I? Is that how you link it? Madge, Mike, what do you like most about my vagina? You mean AIDS, semen? I'm for anything that causes less babies at Starbucks. Is that the same as when you lick your finger, stick it up there, and lick your finger again? Madge revisits the Ustream funeral to make fun of a grieving woman's weave. You need to look inward for peace. What? Mike joins the call to discuss the public bereavement. Live chat quotes. Bob, Diva, misread that as blood fart. Ma pet it. Show me the board certificate. Munt, whose mother wasn't raped by Clinton. Giga, jalapenos. Bob, why is Madge speaking through a potato? Giga, Madge is gonna try to rape Mike. Have you ever had a crucifix inside of you? Simply fired. After abstaining from alcohol for 3 hours for you, you didn't even call me. Madge excuses herself and leaves Cheryl and Mike to discuss Cheryl's vagina. Sarah joins the cool to discuss her own vagina and how it pertains to Tristan. That's how she likes it. The girls change the topic to HPV and annual physicals. A video of Sarah's drunken Tristan obsession is presented to the live audience. Her favorite addiction mix includes alcohol, Pez, and Tristan videos. More memorable quotes. Did you say ball water? It's not really murder cream. White guys fart in my face. Something, something. Donations. Hashtag Bernie Sanders. I don't even see it, so it didn't help me get off. I'm wearing a retard. Donald Trump could call Oprah the N-word and people would still vote for her. Matt gets her Skype issues together so that Deborah can finally join the Grum. Cheryl questions where the previous donations are. Matt asks Denver's opinion on Thursday's new victim and boyfriend. Happy chicken cream. Sarah rejoins the goal. And they get Deborah's opinion on the Tristan discussion. Deborah would like it more if it was a few shades darker. Madge thinks he's a sex worker. He is. Deborah discusses Chelsea does racism on Netflix. Stockholm Syndrome abounds in Alabama. Madge switches to her Bluetooth headset so she sounds like she's grubbing through a potato. She needs to clean. The quality's so bad that the show notes may have to be made up at this point. Cheryl discusses the newest amazing 4K ASMR video by Deborah. It's not how she likes it. Mike and Madge discuss her cleaning attire. New panties and a feather duster complete the ensemble. Trotsky gets to mention as Madge cleans up a present left behind. Deborah suggests a catheter for Doge. Deborah is a bit passive-aggressive towards Cheryl as she lists off her buy turn list. It's like Russian roulette with peppers. You never know what you eat you're gonna get. Her yoga pool wasn't the only thing that had a blowout as Deborah discusses shitting on it. The show begins to wind down as Sarah suggests self-surgery YouTube videos for the Grum's next video segment, and Deborah tries to convince Madge to call Stacy, or New Stacy. Topics spin faster than Deborah on her favorite toy. Madge leaves for yoga class, but keeps the mic on. Cheryl and Deborah listen to the class as Madge moves into downward dog, her favorite position. The call participants fade away one by one as Cheryl finds herself all alone. Sad, lonely desperation is all that can be heard in Cheryl's voice as she realizes the futility of her current situation. While yoga class continues in the background from Madge's open mic, Karma makes a play as Cheryl realizes this is payback for leaving the Grum early so many times. Don't miss a bit of today's Grum or the Grums will put you on a gay poop cruise to Cuba. Hello? Hello? Okay. So, at this point, I think I'm going to go, unless I'm going to try to... Is there someone I can try to add on Skype here? No one's online. No one's online. Who can I add on here? Hello? 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 God, this is ridiculous. Gaga? Yeah. Ma'am. Ma'am. even lost a few more people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello. Rob. Hello. Hello. Rob.
Hello.
What the fuck? Why did it take you so long?
Well, I had to get install Skype on my phone because I left the house, honey, when Madge took me off the phone.
Oh.
She said she couldn't add me.
Okay.
Rude.
Yeah.
So, would you ever wash your prolapse with the bowl water?
Well, I don't do it intentionally, but, you know.
Would you, though? Like,
no.
Dip it in the bucket?
Why don't you move out of your house?
Because I don't have any money.
And he doesn't, he's so gross.
That's Ting Ting. You never heard his voice
Hello?
Before.
Hey, girl. So why aren't you moving in together? Why don't you rescue her?
Say it again.
Why don't you rescue her and let her move in with you?
Because he would ruin my house. It would be so dirty, and I'm very OCD about everything.
So hire a cleaning person.
He has two kitty cats puke all over the floor.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
You lie, and Rob lies about his bucket and all the mold in his apartment.
It's so gross. He has, like, a one of those window air conditioner things. And it's covered in mold.
Ew.
It's so disgusting. And he sits in front of it and breathes it in.
I use it for cooking.
What is wrong with you?
Well, I listened to this grum for 15 years. There's got to be
And have you how long have you lived in this place?
Like 6 years.
6 years.
What? You're pathetic. How long has it been leaking from the ceiling?
6 years.
No, the leaking only started about maybe like 9 months ago. Because somebody new moved in who doesn't like to use shower curtains.
And what did your landlord say?
They said they told him that he's going to be responsible for any damage, but they can't force him to use shower curtains.
Yes, they can if it leaks through and affects your apartment.
Well,
they can evict him.
Maybe they're working on it. I don't know.
Do you live in the ghetto?
Yes. Most of the time, people only sign 6 month leases, so maybe they think he'll just leave on his own.
Why don't you move somewhere else?
Well, because the rent is only $295, so it's very inexpensive.
Why didn't you get a new job?
Well, listen, Cheryl, why don't you get a new job?
Yeah, where are our donations?
Listen. The thing is just this. You are living in squalor. It's worse than Manch's apartment ever got. And it's unacceptable.
I don't have any.
No.
I don't have any dog poop on the ground.
Okay. Do you think that Manch's yoga class is over yet?
Well, I think maybe T-Mobile kicked her off.
You think so?
What happened to Debbie? She just stopped talking and then died?
you know.
She had to go to work.
Why do these people work on the weekends?
I don't know.
Well, Madge's yoga started at 3, so it should be wrapping up soon, I would think.
That was the most horrible yoga I've ever
heard.
It
was.
And this woman, she's like,
It reminded me of when somebody at Olive Garden puts water on their finger and then rubs it around the wine glass. Do you know that sound?
Do they just do it at Olive Garden?
What?
Well, Olive Garden is extra shitty. So I didn't know that Matt thought he was supposed to get on the grum, but Madge never called him. Hello?
What?
Matt Peters?
Yeah.
He got mad because Madge was supposed to call him and never did.
Why?
Why didn't she call him? Mm-hmm. Because she was cleaning her toilet. The same reason she didn't add me back. She's only interested in adding attractive people to the call.
Well.
Like Sarah.
I don't blame her.
Well. And then both Sarah and Mike left. And who is still around?
It's very sad. Ting Ting
is.
Ugly Rob and Ting Ting.
I'm not ugly.
But wait a minute. You just said Rob was? Why are you with her? Does she have a large dick?
Yes, very large.
When was the last time you even saw it?
Whoa. I have pictures.
Do you not have sex anymore?
No, lesbian dead Beth. Dead Beth.
When was the last time?
Cheryl, this is getting a little bit...
This is too personal.
Well,
are we gonna have to pay you a copay?
I know,
for...
this is like counseling.
Well, it ain't right. Why ain't you having sexual? Like, you're just doing it with other people or what?
Well, he probably is.
No.
Ooh. Are you or are you not?
Huh?
Are you having sex with other people?
Not me.
No, we're not.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting outside of Walmart right now.
Why the fuck are you going there? We turned some people.
Because we went to Target yesterday.
We have to get groceries because we're getting a blizzard. I need some tampons.
How much snow you finna get?
Well, they just issued a winter storm watch that is estimating 8 to 16 inches.
Ooh, can you imagine 18 inches of cock inside of you?
No, I'm not a bottom.
Oh. Ting Ting, can you imagine 18 inches of cock inside of you?
Yeah, she's probably had it.
It would go up inside of your colon so far, it would reach your large and small intestine, yes.
One thing that's not very well known about Ting Ting is he's almost midget size.
No, I'm not.
How big is your dick, Ting Ting?
Well, he's Asian.
It's small.
I would say average.
Ting Ting, so average penis?
Four inches.
Oh, bigger.
Four and a half.
Do you know, imagine like a broccoli stalk.
Okay.
So it's got a huge mushroom.
Okay, so that gets stuck in your anus.
It's for pulling out semen out of the vagina.
Ew.
Okay. Normal. Hi.
Mold? No. The mold out of my apartment.
You're disgusting.
Well, listen, one time the bucket fell and it was, I almost threw up.
It fell all over him.
Not on me. Luckily, I was not in there. And we also have copper pipes that make the inside of the sink and the toilet like brown, looks like a little bit of duty.
It's so gross.
So you live in Flint?
Basically. Nebraska.
Flint,
Nebraska. Let's see, what else about my apartment?
There's lots of things.
Let's see. One time, the washing machine almost caught on fire. I went because somebody overloaded it with all their panties.
God.
And I put a rude note on it to the repair person saying that it's not being overloaded. They just didn't try to fix it. So what they did was they left the panties on top of it after they pulled them out. Like somebody's dirty panties. Oh. And, but no, it started smoking like it was going to catch on fire. Let's see. So for a little bit, I had, roaches coming in through my power outlet in the kitchen.
And they were crawling all over his coffee pot, his desk.
But
it was so terrible.
That person did move. So I traded the roach person for
wrong with you? Jesus.
I traded the roach person for the person who doesn't use the shower curtains. He also plays the recorder. You know what that is?
Is that an Asian thing?
Kind of. It's like those little plastic 3-year-old things.
Well, I know what it is, but is it an Asian thing to do that?
I've never seen him, so I don't know. I think he's definitely white.
He's old white.
But have you ever heard of anybody who thinks that the tile in the carpet is meant, or the tile in the bathroom is meant to just let the shower go onto?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, me.
You, well, then you have the same problem that I do.
I just dump and piss all over.
You do?
Yeah.
Just do you have a downstairs neighbor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so I've got my tanning bed, and then it's all tile, and I sometimes like to take watery duties.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about the tanning bed.
I live in a tanning bed.
So let me ask you this question. Last time I was on the Grum, I asked about your smoking, and you said you don't like to talk about it anymore. But does that mean that you don't do it, or you just don't like to talk about it?
Excuse me?
Do you still smoke an excess?
Obviously.
Okay.
How often do I have this voice?
And, well, it's beyond repair. I think even if you stopped, it probably wouldn't come back. No. But we haven't heard about the Cimarron lately yet either.
Shannon, it's broken. It's not under warranty anymore. They want to give me my...
Oh, they didn't cover it.
Yeah, you know how they want to give me the warranty.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right. Well, where's my...
I don't know. I try to add Matt Peters to the call, but Andy Melton is online. Should we try to add him?
No. No.
I try to add Matt Peters, but...
I don't have... What's his name on here?
Andy Melton or Matt Peters?
Maggot.
Big_angry_black_guy.
BLACK.
Yeah.
And to contact.
But I don't think he's online. I could send him a text message.
Send him a request.
Okay. Let me see if he would like to join.
I can't believe the way that we're live grumming right now is ridiculous.
It's working surprisingly well, though. I have Sprint, as you know, and I'm...
Well, you know that at some point... it's just going to cut us off. It's going to stop.
Well, after 3 hours.
No, I think it's 2.
Oh, is it 2?
I don't know.
I'll text you.
Justin Trudeau.
Don't you have Sprint?
No.
You don't have... I thought you did.
No, I've got the Google feed.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Technicals.
Yeah, my vagina hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where's Matt?
It says that I added him to this group, but then it says he left this group.
He's probably drunk.
Well, he might have a problem. I'm not too sure. No, who was the who was the weatherman who was on last time? Matt said he's getting ready to go out so he can
go out.
Yeah, get. He said, "Get ready for girls' night, sawraids."
Oh, he has to clean his pussy.
Yeah, douche. Do you watch? Do you watch What's the Safe Word on YouTube?
No.
Oh, that must be only Scott Sutton.
Faggy.
Scott Sutton has never been on the Grom. I wonder what happened to him.
Obesity.
Oh, I know how that goes. What about corn for dinner? They're in the chat room still. Maybe we could get the...
Who's corn for dinner?
I'm not too sure. See, the problem is I don't find myself all that entertaining. So...
Well, I can see why. That's but why I'm happy Kings that... doesn't want you to live with her.
Well,
she doesn't entertain me.
You should see... Ting Ting's cat litter boxes.
They're clean.
Put a picture in the GC.
I hardly ever do go over there because his cat has a communicable disease that I don't want my cat to get.
What do you mean?
Well,
we don't know if she does.
I don't know what it is.
He's afraid of one of my cats because she's grumpy to him and has hit him multiple times in the face, so he avoids my house.
You should take a video.
Pix and vid.
Yeah. Do it.
So, well, faggot. It's been about 30 minutes.
Faggot. Well, I hope that you two have sex finally.
Okay, we'll do it in your honor.
I mean, otherwise, stay right.
I mean, he's much more attractive than I am, so...
I don't think so.
Maybe we can do, like, I could do a POV and share it.
A POV? Is that like HIV?
No, like, point of view. You don't know POV?
Oh, okay, yeah. Can do that with the ASMR.
Right.
You
4K in 4K with her small deek. Yeah, sounds nice.
Well, Cheryl, I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. I'm glad I got to share my bowl water.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and get fucked, and have a nice rest of the day.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye, honey.
Yeah. Hello? I don't even know what's going on anymore. So, I guess I'm gonna, end this Grom. Thanks for, I don't know what, and have a nice Saturday. God, this is so sad. I'm going, my honeys.
Then the other guy hit me in the head with the frying pan. He abandoned me with two more kids.